Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I say it, I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Let us pray. Run on muck. This is what he does.
Up in this house, man, up in this house right here tonight. One more time with y'all, man. Up in this house right here for y'all tonight for another great topic of conversation, man. Yes, sir. This is March the 13th, 2024. We're delighted to be in the house with y'all one more time for a great topic of conversation tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. How y'all been doing, sisters and brothers? How y'all been doing? Y'all doing all right? Y'all doing fine out there? Y'all keeping safe? As most definitely important. Are y'all keeping safe out there? Yes, sir. Y'all staying away from them damn fools, which just seem to be a hard damn thing to do right now, because they gonna find you. Yes, sir. They will seem to find you. But tonight, right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, we have a great, interesting topic of conversation. Let's talk tonight, brothers and sisters, about AI unveiled, exploring the future of intelligence. Yes, sir. Talking about AI, we're gonna talk about the virtual world. And what's this other one? I forget the damn other name or the other one. I forget the other name. But it's like virtual reality, augmented. That's it, y'all. Augmented reality. Damn, Ariel, you get to the show and start forgetting shit, right? As soon as you come to the show, right? Uh-huh, I know it. Maybe I need AI to help me out. And I'm going to be honest, y'all, tonight. Check this out. Check this out. I was experimenting tonight. I said, let me see, because I've been checking out this thing here about AI. And I'm going to have to say, y'all, Brother David Israel, Maury David Israel, is the one who inspired this topic of conversation. Yes, it's his fault, y'all, tonight about this topic of conversation. Just playing, y'all. But Dave did inspire this topic of conversation for the night, Maury David Israel. But I was experimenting something. So even this title tonight, even this title, even in this description, is AI generated or AI created. Yes. What's that thing? Chat, some whatever the thing is on, I'm not on my Windows, but the AI generated this topic tonight. Yeah, so I went in AI and I was like, give me a topic, create a topic. Can you create a topic for a podcast for virtual reality? No, I said something about AI, I think I did. And it came up with the title right here, AI Unveiled, Exploring the Future of Intelligence. And this is what it put in the description. This is what it gave me in the description. AI generated this, y'all, tonight. So I had to experiment. I said, hey, I'm going to see this. I'm going to see. And it says right here, join us on AI Unveiled as we dive into the first fascinating world of artificial intelligence. We explore the latest advancements, dimensions, and transformative potential of AI. And this, let me see now, this hit head, you could edit all this stuff, and I didn't edit this part out. It says, from interviews with leading experts to discuss on AI impact on society, economics, and culture, we unveil we unravel, excuse me, the complexities of machine learning, neural networks, and more. It says whether we're an AI enthusiast, a professional in the field, or just curious about the future of technology, AI Unreveil is your gateway to understanding the AI revolution and advancement. So it's a whole thing. AI is the one who created this topic. I mean, the title for the show. They the one came up with the idea that we should discuss this. But AI, Brother David, is the one who created this title and the description. Damn. So it make it easy for us, y'all. They say smart technology. We're going to see. We're going to talk about it tonight, y'all. So we have tonight right here and on this show, we have the we got two tag team champions tonight. We got two tag team partners tonight, y'all. I've been messing with them, Brother Dave and Brother Justin said they're going to be tagged. Y'all know this is a funny tag team. Y'all know this is something for the record. So tonight, tag team will be Maurice David Israel and Justice in the same corner, y'all, in the wrestling ring tonight of information. Yeah, they on the same team. And ain't that some stuff, y'all? Yeah. And they will be the ones. I'm messing with the brother. But, yeah, they, you know, y'all know Brother Dave. He's not too fond of this technology or virtual world. And Justice isn't either about virtual reality and augmented reality. They're going to talk about it. But, yeah, so tonight right here we have our brothers in the house, Brother Justice, Maurice David Israel, Brother Alpha Male, and myself, Brother Sunray 9, a.k.a. I'm so goddamn throw it off. Hell, maybe I need some AI. So we're going to get into this. We got a lot of things we're going to jump into tonight. Let's talk about it, y'all, right here. AI technology, the virtual world. What do you think? You like it? You don't like it? You think it's going to go too far? You think it's going to replace humans? You think it's going to damage humans? Y'all, what do y'all think with tonight out there? What's y'all's perspective? Any of y'all have any of y'all out there experience, had the privilege to experience the virtual reality? You know, those headsets, whether it's the Oculus, I have two of them. My wife even have one. And then they have now the Apple Pro, I think it's called. Have y'all experienced the virtual reality world? Have y'all had it? I'm going to tell y'all, I like it. I don't know. I like it because I see a lot of things as educational. It can be, some people say some things and, you know, it can be damaging, but I hadn't ran across it yet. So I don't know. So it's open for discussion tonight right here. So let's get these brothers in here. Let's get this topic conversation going. Oh, before I do that.
Yeah, thank you all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. We are most definitely in the house. AI technology is taking over Culture Freedom Radio. So sit back and we're going to replace Brother Sunray 9. We're going to replace David Israel. We're going to replace Justice and Alpha Male. AI is taking over, baby. So get ready because here we come.
Peace to the brothers. Peace to the brothers out there. How y'all doing, brothers? Y'all come on to the house. AI taking over Culture Freedom. God damn.
Wow. Man, that sounds like Roger Zapp on them, you know. Shake, shake it, baby.
Shalom.
Shake it, baby.
Yes, sir.
Peace, brother, Chief Rabbi. Like, we tag teaming tonight. You want to go first?
No. Hey, brother, I'm. You already know what I'm going to do, brother. I would like to say shalom. Shout out to the Grace Tabernacle, and shout out to Lions 5 Radio and Culture Freedom Radio. Shalom. Shabbat Israel, or the Nalahin, or the Nakat. Hail Israel, Yah, who is our God and our Lord, is one. So I just want to start out with that. Give it all honor, all glory to Yah Elohim, Yahweh. So I'm gonna, I'm gonna go first to a scripture. I'm gonna, you know, the rabbi gonna open us up with a scripture. The book of Bereshit, Genesis, as y'all call it, Genesis 1:26. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image. And after our likeness, they shall rule over the fish of the sea, birds of the sky, and over the animals, the whole earth, and every creeping thing that creeps upon earth. So Yah created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. So the reason why I went into that scripture, because Yah Elohim created man. He created woman. Yah did not create no damn transsexual. Yah did not create no damn bulldackers. He didn't create none of that. He only created man and woman. Man was made with a penis, and a woman was made with a vagina. They was made for each other to mate and to bring on more babies in this world. So with that, in the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel talked about how they would have creatures in Ezekiel, the first chapter, that would creep upon earth, be man-made, pretty much like robots. And so when we're looking at AI is, I saw this a long time ago. One thing that I don't like about this AI is, Slocky, that sneeze, coming from the country. Me and Moray REI Israel, I know me and Justice, you know, even though we don't get along a lot of time, we get along tonight.
Yes, sir.
We got one common equality, as they five sinners say, E for equality. We got one equal thing that we're equal on tonight. And Justice, I'm glad to be So me and you, Moray REI, I know you. You're from Memphis, Mississippi. My family is from VA. I was raised and born on a 5-acre farm. My granddaddy was from Alabama. Our family in North Carolina. I grew up a farm boy. The only thing electrical, anything that I saw was a tractor, a weed eater, and a lawnmower. We might have, you know, bad ground chuck fertilizer to spray and put it in the machine to fertilize the plants and everything. But everything else, you know, robots, I started seeing all these big robots creating stuff. And I knew right then and there, I saw a machine about 10 years ago, a self-cutting lawnmower. And when I saw this, I said, what the heck's going on? A self-cutting lawnmower. But the thing is, with self-cutting lawnmower, that thing had a bunch of functional issues. You put one of them little self-cutting lawnmowers on a big old farm to cut, and that thing cuts off. So there's certain things you got to do. You got to hop on track. You can have no little machine cutting no big old 5 or 10 acre farm. It's not going to work. So, Avi, I don't know how you going along this robot thing, this thingamajiggy. I don't know what it is.
Thingamajiggy.
But, you know, it's supposed to be some virtual headpiece where you look in and you can play games. You can talk to people. And I understand during COVID-19, it was put there to help people who couldn't go out the house, socialize. Now, I Tilapia, who have always had eye issues. I've always worn glasses. Matter of fact, my vision issues are so messed up, I can't get no vision correction surgery. You look into this little eye thing or whatever it is, my issue with this is you're going to, number one, eventually damage your eyes. The rays in the LCDs and all that, that's going to screw you all up. Your eyes, you can't be looking into a machine all day. Now, second of all, with this machine that you like, now, you got to look at it. COVID-19 was there to shut down big multi-million dollar companies and stop them from hiring people to do manual labor. So when we're looking at these robots and these machines, that's what it's there to do, to replace humans. Sooner or later, y'all ain't going to have no damn jobs.
And Dave, I got some stats coming up on that later too, but I'm gonna let you go ahead. And today, for the record, Shalaki, I wear my glasses when I use my headsets as well.
So even with that, that's gonna replace jobs. You gonna have robot, even an automated system, that's gonna replace your job. I'm going to tell you something. In McDonald's in Japan, I was told by a brother in the military that they don't have no humans making the food. Now, McDonald's nasty as hell. I wouldn't eat no McDonald's. But I'm just saying, there's no person making the food. Now, would you want a robot make you something to eat? That don't even sound right. You know, how they going to put a thing on the stove? You know what I'm saying? What if they drop it? You see what I'm saying? So that's something that you got to realize. They're cutting out jobs for the average American by these AI technologies. Even with customer care, you call customer care to be able to place an order. They, I am here to take your order. They mess up on your orders. They mess up on what you want.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we be complaining. I'm going to let you go ahead. You know, customer service, we already complain about customer service because hell, we in America been cut out of jobs, customer service. You call customer service, a motherfucker from India answer the phone. So Americans been out of a job doing customer service. So we ain't losing those jobs, basically. Hello, my name is Ahmed. Yeah. May I help you, please?
Yeah, some old towelhead A-Rand. So
that's already you've been replaced with that, but I'm going to let you go ahead. I know.
And another thing I'm going to put out there. You know, now, one thing that I will agree on with AI and robots, you get you a blow-up sex doll if you don't want to get married.
Damn.
Hit that damn button again. Hit that damn button.
I can't find which one. Yeah. Oh, what that damn
button? Chief Rabbi, you ain't got about three or four of them things, don't you?
Hey, I used to have
you got different races. You got a Mexican one. You got a black one, a white one, a red-haired one. You got one red hair, huh? Go ahead, man. Keep on with your commentary. Let me hear this, what road you going down here.
Damn.
No. That's the only. Hey, Jeff, you know you can't do this to me right now. You can't lead me down into a black hole.
You just turned your head from left to right and saw both of them dolls on each side of you. The black one and the white one. The Mexican one right in front of you.
See, look at Dave. See, your tag team partner already turning on you. Goddamn. See, he handing your opponent the chain and knock you out. Goddamn.
Hey, but look, I expect that out them sellout Democrats, though. Hey, look, he over there trying to make some money with Tiffany Hanyard, so.
No, sir. No, sir. You're going to find out she's an upstanding mayor. She's going to be upstanding. Watch. It's all said and done. She's going to get through all of the controversy. She's going to end up winning. Okay? She's going to be reelected and everything.
I got one for support you, Justin, her. I got one for you for that statement right there.
Go away.
Yeah, okay.
I just
flush her ass down that toilet with that bad weed she got.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now you can replace her with AI. You can replace her with AI today.
Yep.
Today, but on another level, so you basically against some of the technology. Just some of this technology.
Except for them blow-up dolls. They got an AI blow-up doll. He liked them.
Except the blow-up doll. And we're going to get a testimony from Brother Alpha Male when he get ready to come in. Because Alpha Male, he tested out. He tested out the virtual world. He had experience with the virtual world. So, and then you said you wanted to hear his side to see what's his response. Testimony about dealing with AI. I mean,
hey, yo, do your AI blow up dolls talk to you sexy when you're doing something with them?
No. I just got a regular one, so.
Well, they don't say nothing.
But look, I gotta go to Japan to get me one. Them things they do everything. Shit,
oh, man, that's unbelievable, things. Chief.
Who she sound like?
You're going to get a Japanese one, too, huh?
Do his dog sound like Kamala Harris, Justin?
Now he's about to build one. He's going to have all parts from different women. He's going to have his own personalized blow-up dog.
Hey, Aria, Justin's blow-up dog got a dingling because of Michelle Obama.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I don't even subscribe to no kind of fake people or not a real thing. I like the real thing, you know, the real woman, you know.
Yeah. But on a serious note, yes, sir. But on a serious note, like I said, I've been using the AI. I can say, not AI. I'm still going to dabble in to see how to do that. I just experimented to see how to do this show because I've seen people say you can create stuff. I've seen people creating songs and all of this type of stuff. Movie trailers. Pictures and all of this type, man, and stuff. People creating AI artwork and monetizing, and they let you monetize AI. So people getting paid off of this stuff now too. But to go back to the virtual reality, I was one at first. There's like, hell, no, I ain't messing because I was listening to people. No, I ain't messing with that because talking about the Oculus. No, I ain't messing with that. That's connected with Facebook. I don't want them folks spying on me, all this. I was against it. My wife was like, man, I want one. I'm like, nah, hell no, nah, I ain't messing with that. Then somehow, I don't know, something had happened, and I eventually, we just got one. We ended up going
you caved
to the pawn
to your
shop.
Wife. You caved.
Yeah, I don't know what
just
it
admit
was.
It.
Yeah, I
caved.
Guess.
Yeah, I guess.
And
well, what had happened was,
yeah, and I just went and got one for some kind of reason, I don't know, but after that I was like, damn, man, I should have.
Your wife said you ain't coming in this bedroom unless you bring one of them things home tonight.
Yeah, I was gonna get it for her, but I got on and I was like, man, I should have been got one of these things. I was like, damn. But and I started experimenting with it, started seeing the different things you can do. There's a lot of educational stuff. There's an app they have. There's several. You can do what you call simulation tests, like on forklift and things of this nature. Man, they got a planetarium on there. They can teach you all about the planet. And like I said, it's look real. Like, it does look real. And for me, it's a lot of education too. It's games on there. It is games and a lot of things. So they have apps on there, you know, who people who, I don't know the technical name, but they have a fear, like of being in a crowd and stuff like that, being around other people, kind of interacting. They have even apps like to help with therapy like that. They have exercising apps. So there's a lot of things that's on that benefit. They're in the medical field, they're using a lot of this, these headsets to help like elderly people and that, like I said, dementia, and like I said, anxiety and a lot of things, you know. With anything, there's going to be, like they always say, there's a, to every fact, there's a side effect. So there's be certain things. But even that, they'll tell you, like, you put the headset on, you can get motion sickness and a lot of things. Really,
and
I hadn't
dizzy.
I hadn't found anything. Yeah, you can have motion sickness because, you know, certain things, the lights in it. I hadn't found anything where I would rather say, I don't be on it like I used to, a lot like I used to. But I still do get on it from time to time. Now I've been on it now because I've been playing a game on there. But man, I hadn't found anything where I was like, man, hell no, damn that shit, I ain't fucking with that. I hadn't found. I played pool. I mean, I found a lot of things, you know, great things on it. Like especially education. Oh man, and you can. It's like you can go to worlds you would never be able to probably go in physical life. Like, I know it's in, what they call it, technology and virtual reality, but I've been inside the pyramids. Hell, I ain't got no money to go to goddamn Egypt, go in no pyramids. I've been into Egypt, inside of the pyramid. It's like you actually inside of the pyramids, you go into the different places in Aswan, look at the Dendora. I mean, a lot of things. It's actually like you actually there. Been to Jerusalem, been in that Jerusalem day, man, it's like you actually there, you know, all over places, in what they call the rainforest and seen, and it's, I mean, it's like you actually there, and that's what people like, that's going to mess people up. No, and I've seen certain videos, and people be talking about all this, man, it's like you're going to, no, when you put those things on, now for me, let me say for me, I understand. And I got a great goddamn question I need to ask. I understand, because I know this big ass thing is in my head, in my face, and I feel it, the weight of it. So I actually know something is on my head. It's not real. It's not real. So when I put this, I understand that this thing is not reality, what they're calling, what we're calling actual reality, what I'm in. I understand it because I can lift the damn thing up when I get tired of it, put it back on my face. So I know I'm not in the actual world. So they kind of make it like people are not, they're not going to know if this the real, fake, this, that, and other. No, come on now. You got to be on some real goddamn good dope not to know that you in a virtual world. Here's my question. I was thinking about this. The dream world. Uh-oh. When we're dreaming, as far as when you put the headsets on, you go into a virtual world. What's the difference with probably that and when we go to sleep and you're dreaming that you in certain places, is that not sort of like a virtual world? Because you sleep and you're traveling somewhere else doing other stuff and then you wake up like, damn, that shit seemed real. It'd be almost like that virtual reality world. It's like this seeming like you actually there because in the headset, it actually like puts you in these places. What would be the difference with that then? And then you dreaming, because that's not real. I don't know exactly real. When you dreaming, what's the danger? Because that's what they want to make it like. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. You in this virtual world, you can get trapped. You in a dream, and you're not in what we are calling the actual world. So what would be the difference?
All right. So here's how I would declare that to be something as if you're dreaming and then you're in a unconscious state. So your body is resting. And so you're not in a virtual world at that time. Okay. If you're dreaming, you're not dreaming a virtual dream. You're dreaming an unconscious dream. That because you're unconscious, you can't have an experience of being conscious in that which you're dreaming being real or actual. So to compare a dream like being in the virtual world is incorrect, in my opinion. I think that's a misnomer, and that it's like this topic tonight. You know, if you dream, you're not in an augmented reality. It's just an unconscious state.
So you in a real world that's real when you're dreaming. That's actually real. Because notice what they're saying. In virtual reality, because notice they said it's virtual reality. It's not real reality. So what is the dream world? What is that? I just said it. Because they call it a dream world. But you're dreaming that you're actually there and things are taking place and you woke up like, damn,
yeah,
that dream was real. You know, pay attention to the word real. They're saying
it's
a real world. But go ahead.
What's happening in the metaverse and that, and where you're doing with the Oculus and you're going to play these games and it's bringing forth to you, putting you in dimensions that are unbelievable, and you're experiencing things that you've never seen or just looks amazing. I understand all that, but that's still an augmented reality. Your dream is never nowhere close to that kind of crap. And
but your dream is not a real world either, because you wake up and you come back to what you think. Well, I'm going to say what we're calling reality. You see what I'm saying? Okay, because you're dealing with
a
virtual technology that's saying virtual, and versus you going to sleep and you going into certain type of worlds, and then you wake up to reality. When I take that headset off and uncut it off, I'm back into what they call the real world. I wake up from my sleep now, I'm back into the real world. But both of them, I was in some kind of, as we might say, artificial world. You see what I'm – I'm throwing at. You have to understand where Brother Ariya be going.
I understand. But see, when you go to the metaverse a game, okay, but you playing a game or you're interacting in that world where they place you in the setting that it is, right? So now you're dealing with still non-reality. And what you're dealing with is putting yourself is not playing the game anymore. Now you are part of the game. Now you are the game. You're a part of the game. You're a member of the game. Instead of stepping back and playing the game, now I'm in the game now. I'm the game. See, that's what
sleep,
this metaverse
when
is.
When I sleep, I'm the same way. Like I said, catch what I'm saying. When I put the headset on, I can go into a virtual world. When I go to sleep, I can go into the virtual world. Now, I cut it off, that virtual world. When I wake up, I'm no longer in that virtual. Well, I can't call it sleep virtual. I'm no longer in that dream world. So that whatever I was doing in that dream world is gone now because I woke up.
Okay.
It's the same
thing
by
again,
me cutting the game off in my with that headset and me cutting the dream off. I'm no longer in either one of those worlds.
You see, there's a difference again. See, you don't choose to dream, do you? And you don't dream every night, do you?
Hell yeah, I do.
But you can choose to play that game
every
day. Excuse me?
I dream every night. But my point is, again,
and if you do, it's more than likely you've been influenced by that game.
But my point, though, that I'm making, Justice, here's the point when I'm making, whether it's the virtual. You're still in a world where we're saying is not real, is not realistical. That's the point, the making with it. Whether it's the dream world, that's why they call it that. Notice what I'm saying. They call it the dream world. Now we having something called a virtual world. It's what we're calling, now you're back to reality. Oh, you finally woke up. You're back to reality now. You see when you ever heard people say that? Are you back to reality now?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing I'm making. I'm throwing out. It takes some thought. It takes some thought. You ain't got to be a Harvard Law student. But you know, Ariyashi kind of think sometimes. You know, my mind be out there. You know, I get nerdy sometimes. So anyway,
Chief Rabbi, tag team off the rope right now.
Alpha Mia, I know he know what I'm talking about. No, he's a scientist. You know, he's a scientist. He's the astronomer and scientist. He know what I'm talking about.
Peace, brothers. Peace.
Yeah, peace to you, brother. You get what I'm saying?
Peace.
Hey, Alpha Male, how you doing, Sloan, bro?
Sloan, bro. All's well. Yeah. But, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. How do I put it? If you haven't tried it, you really can't relate to what you're trying to explain. It was like before I talked to you, right?
Yes, sir.
The most allowed opinion was that it was going to hurt you. Mm. And I say allowed opinion because if you think Oculus is dangerous, you should check out CNN. That shit's dangerous. So the allowed opinion was that it was going to eat your brain. Now, I heard it 1,000 times, but once I met somebody that had the experience and they kind of explained it to me, it's all in what you make it, and I got it for myself and tried it out, and I said, man, because I get to choose what I do in the metaverse, it's much less dangerous than regular television, than regular radio.
Damn.
So it has its positives. It's got some bad stuff on there if you go looking for it.
Yes, sir.
But if that's your character, you're gonna be that character in the real world and in the virtual world. So the virtual world doesn't drive you into any demonic things. It's either that's you or it ain't. Yeah, and I yield.
Yes, sir.
That's it. I'm through.
Uh oh, that's the wrong one.
Thanks, bro.
Got late delays on this thing.
Thanks, bro.
That's it. So, Alpha Man, so did you really experience anything bad? Well, like I know you already said it. Or humble reading said, like, hey man, hey y'all, don't mess with that. Hell, I wouldn't do that if y'all was y'all. Did you see anything like that?
No. I've been to a Moorish temple. I've been to pyramids. Matter of fact, the Moorish science temple that we attended one time, just learned some stuff about the Moors and other things of that nature. Now, on the flip side of that, there's this thing called VR chat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't go in there.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the hooligans hang out. So it's kind of like the dark web. We don't surf the dark web because we ain't looking for babies to molest and people's credit card numbers to steal. So we don't go on the dark web. We stay on the main line. So, yeah, VR chat, I would say, hell no, stay away from that bug.
Yeah, you ain't lying. They have virtual sex and everything. And yeah, I don't know how they do it, but yeah.
You know, fellas, I have a question about the long-term effects of this thing and people who don't maybe know what the long-term overall effect of going into the metaverse and experience the Oculus and this new one from Apple and that.
That's right. You teach
and
it
that
now,
what might what thanks bro. What might happen is that, you know, down the line there will be people coming in for all kinds of neurological issues and problems with, you know, overall being able to think correctly or, you know, having neurological issues that, you know, somehow have gotten messed up by spending so much time in the virtual reality and stuff.
Well, I can answer that one.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, that's happening currently without Oculus or VR. There's this thing called trunk derangement syndrome that
Damn.
People that haven't even plugged in are suffering from.
All right, but you're still running away from the real issue here. You always going political when we're talking about something that should affect you long term.
We're talking reality versus virtual reality, right?
Well, you're already messed up from this stuff already if you can't deal with the issue.
No, he's telling you the truth, Justice. See, y'all think the virtual world is gonna mess you up. He's playing. He really said it. He's really being honest. You worried
that's
about the virtual
world.
That's
not what I'm talking about. I just asked the question about a long-term effect, and you running up talking about Trump.
But here's the thing.
Like, come
you
on.
Can take
that's
that
what's
thing
messed
off.
Up. That stuff messed you
but,
up already.
Let me ask you something. Ask NASA. Ask NASA how it ever messed up the astronauts. Ask the Air Force. Ask the what you call them other people? Delta Airlines, American Airlines. Ask them how it ever messed either one of those pilots up. You know why I'm asking you to ask them? Because they do simulation tests in those virtual machines to fly airplanes. They sit in virtual machines.
They're not
machines.
Putting on an Oculus to do it, though.
But it's still in a virtual world. It don't matter.
No,
see,
it's not.
Another thing
that's
is dealing with
a simulation
your mind,
of the real thing.
Your mind.
It's not a virtual reality.
You can sit in front of a television and watch television. Shit, I don't know for however. You probably don't watch television. It's no different because everything is still dealing with your mind. You worried about somebody. It's dealing with your mind. And this is what I'm saying, and that's what they'll tell you, is everything is about your mind, your visual, and your mind. That's why we're saying it's people who are not in a headset who's screwed the hell up because of what they're listening to and watching on television with CNN and bullshit. They fucked up. It ain't just the virtual world because, like I said again, is you're dealing with that mind when you're putting this headset on, because that's what it is. Like, you're trying to say, hey, this real, this fake, this real, this fake. Because me and Brother Ty, I wish he was here on this one, because we had this whole discussion, because he was basically anti-thing. And he's like, but we got to explain it to him. We got to talking about it. He's like, damn, you know what? I need to get me one of them. And he said he tried it out on some of his children one thing before. Again, it's like, if you hadn't experienced it, because I told you, I keep saying this, I was all against it at first. I was all against it until I finally, like, bought one. Like, fuck it, let me see. And then it's like, come on. But then I started thinking about a lot of other shit. Again, they've been doing virtual. This is nothing new. Virtual reality simulation tests. Like I said, again, they've been doing this with pilots, NASA. Like you said, okay, they might not have been putting it, but they have been having these things, headsets on. A lot of, and I'm going to show y'all something. Let me give y'all something. Brother Ty even gave me this information. A lot of the technology and stuff that we are looking at now is basically, like he said, is degraded or downgraded military equipment. They've been dealing with all this shit. Now they are downgraded and all that bullshit and give it to you. Hey, look what we just came up with. And sell it to you on the market and make money. But they've been dealing with this shit for a long time.
But I don't agree with that about this, because this is Mark Zuckerberg. Now, he's this geeky-ass dude who come up with all kinds of things.
It has nothing to do with Mark Zuckerberg. He's one marketer. You know, he's not the only one. You know, there's several different headsets out there. He's just the one on Oculus. Do you just Google virtual headsets. There's hundreds of virtual headsets out there. You just know Mark Zuckerberg. There's several out there. There's several. And you're disagreeing with, because, like, I understand, and I've been that way. But the technology, we're talking about AI and all of this stuff at the same time.
See,
it's like, how do we really know, far as us as humans, we're not artificial intelligence? That's
we
a cold
are
right there.
The authors of artificial intelligence, especially melanated people.
And I'm gonna go back and show you this one. If you go back into the ancient Sumerian story, and they talk about how we were in ancient Sumerian, they talk about in their text how we were created to be primitive workers. Because there's a whole story. I ain't gonna get all the way into it, but I'm just kind of cut some short. But we was created to be primitive workers. And they said we was grafted, as Elijah Muhammad almost said, grafted and created to be these different beings and so forth. So how do we know a lot of this shit that we hadn't been created as artificial intelligence? And now it's just evolving and evolving over time. And never think about it. They talk about there's intelligent life out there. People be talking about those of us who believe in, I don't know if they want to still call it identified objects, UFOs, aliens. I don't know what the hell they want to call it. And how do we know that this shit that we just did into the other people and other beings been dealing with this technology? Because that's what they say a lot. Even going back in ancient times, nobody know how they built all of these pyramids all over the world. Certain things they built, Stonehenge. They don't know how the fuck. They didn't have some kind of technology. There was a place I seen in Mexico. But how do we know?
You know, I'm looking at the metaverse and have been since we started this show, and I'm just checking out a bunch of stuff, and I'm not impressed. And so,
that's you though, you know. You think, Ariel, yeah. Come on here, I talk all this black shit that I talk, all this intelligence that I talk, and now all of a sudden dealing with technology, I'm going to lie to y'all and tell y'all about technology. If I can tell y'all to stay away from the fucking Democrats, who to stay away from this and who to stay away from this, now all of a sudden I'm going to lead y'all down the road to get in some bullshit right here dealing with technology. No. We talked about, Eric used to talk about, we talked about how they were Scientology, hooking y'all up to e-meter, the shit they was doing. Now, all of a sudden, Brother Ariel going to lead y'all down the wrong road. I don't get paid for this shit. So all of a sudden, now I'm gonna misguide y'all and tell y'all.
Hey, I didn't say that. We just having a conversation.
I understand. But when I'm saying it, like Alpha Male, look what he tried it out. He tried it out.
I'm just saying you better watch your brain. Like, you don't know going down and being in this, all these colors and all this.
But you didn't watch your
dimensions.
Brain when we told you. But you didn't watch your brain when we told you by CNN. Now you want to see it. And you weren't even plugged to a motherfucking computer.
Look, I don't watch CNN no more. And
you was plugged into Al Sharpton, Keeping It Real Radio. You still plugged into that bullshit over there. You still plugged into the damage control.
No, sir. I haven't listened to Rimmer. I've been listening to other stuff.
You listen
you know,
to more than Al. It is
things.
More than Al. You still listen to a lot of the rhetoric that's going out there. So there's more things that can mess you up and that is messing people up. More than we talking about a virtual reality, a fucking headset that you can put on and take it off at any time you want to. But can y'all take off some of this indoctrination that they putting on y'all black people? They've been putting on black people? No, you can't. Because you're too stuck into it.
Like I said,
you worried about virtual reality, a fucking game.
You go into the all right, so
y'all worried about a game.
I mean, what's that again?
I said y'all worried about a game, and it has educational stuff in it.
All right, you know, you could say all of this and that, and that sounds great. And, you know, if that's what you like, I mean, that's fine.
And you can say it
too,
brother, because you hadn't even tried it. I'm
looking at it. I don't want to buy
one. Have you tried it?
I'm looking at it. I'm watching it right now.
You're watching a video. I can put the motherfucker on it and get the real deal experience. You watching just a video with somebody else. I have two headsets I can put on my head right now. I can, goddammit, tell you all about Saturn, Neptune, and all of that shit. Tell you about the gases because it'd be just like I'm there. You can only tell me, well, I just saw a YouTube video and it looked like it. I don't like the way it looked. No, I can go in and have that experience. That's all you can say. Well, I looked at it and I don't like what I saw from YouTube.
Okay, but you're saying you can go to a planet that no one has ever gone to and tell me about gases and the quality of air on the planet when no one knows it for sure, but this virtual world.
I can go to school. I can go to University of Memphis into a science class. They'll tell me the same shit that Auckland's going to tell me.
Okay.
And not even with a headset on.
I can know that same information without putting on that daggone thing on my head. I can know the same exact information.
But this visual that comes with it because of the telescopes. So you have to experience it. But so you can like I said, you can knock it and all that until you try it. It's easy to do. And I understand.
Is Brother Dave still there?
Yeah.
He need to be tag team. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just sitting back listening, bro.
Let me go back to something somebody was saying about robots replacing. And now, I used to work for a major automotive company. Robots replaced us back in 1989. So this is nothing new. This ain't even connected to AI. As far as jobs and AI, it's how do I put it? In a slave market, you have to expect when labor learns to read, that they're going to find another source of labor.
Hmm.
Now, they got two methods. One is robots. Not every industry can afford robots. So they bring in immigrants that are willing to work with like a third of the pay that the previous slaves refused to work for because now they learn how to read. My second thing is, check this out. Now, you can't be against robots because if you're a vegetarian and if you don't grow your own food, then there's machines out there growing and picking the crops.
Hmm.
So even those jobs are dwindling away. Just based, you know, you can't hate that if you like tomatoes and lettuce because there's a robot doing that now. There's a robot out there shaking the cherries off the trees and the apples, shaking them off the trees. Ain't nobody there no more with a basket and a ladder. You know, so it's pervasive everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why it's really important to really go outside of our personal emotional feelings about certain things and look how pervasive it is. Just see exactly what's going on. Because I used to have a thing against name brand sneakers, right? Because I knew they had babies over there in these sweatshops making these sneakers and shipping them over here. But something said to me, well, you need to investigate everything you use and everything you do. My cell phone, my toothpaste, my toothbrush, my tires, everything was basically derived and developed the same thing, the same way. So that's why it's important for us to get beyond the emotional and the spookiness of issues and really look deeply to see, you know, are we against something that's supporting us or something that we're supporting?
Yes, sir.
All right, so.
And just when you get through that quick clip, I'm going to play the help and go with what Dave and Alpha Mill were saying, too, about job replacement. I'm going to play a clip on that, give you some stats on it.
All right, so as I'm watching these things in the metaverse and stuff, you know, it looks kind of cool or whatever, if that's what you like. But for me, you know, I'm not impressed to the point where I'm going to go buy this and just, oh, this is going to be part of taking away some time that God could have that I'm going to give to this thing. So, for to each his own, I'm not saying don't do it. And I'm not saying, okay, yeah, you know, it's the worst thing or it's evil, whatever. But I'm saying you better watch your brain and protect your brain and your mind.
See, that now that would be most appreciated because –
yeah.
Instead of saying this is messed up, man, that shit ain't gonna good, so and so, and instead of you're trying to scare people and say, man, you gonna die from this and all that. No, just say, well, I don't think I'm like I did. I was not. People was telling my wife to get it and all that. I seen it. And I was like, nah. Even though I had the old Samsung, when you stick your phone inside of one of them at first, I used to have one. I used to like that back in the day. But same, they came out with Oculus. And they were saying Facebook on it, because they said Facebook. Oh hell no, I ain't messing with that. I don't want nothing but Facebook. And see that, and that's how I was. And I had already dealt with virtual reality through the Samsung thing, just because they said Facebook. There I go. I'm just listening to people. Then when I got it, I'm like, man, because all the things Facebook. You know what happened? The company Oculus, Facebook bought Oculus. It was the same company that I was dealing with. That was the game makers at first that Samsung had the apps on. The same company, just Facebook bought it. And I'm like, you know, I didn't think about that shit, but I'm like, God damn it, I'm knocking something that I was already fucking with. And I was liking it. And I'm scared of something I was already dealing with. But it, like I said, it's more than good to say that, well, I wouldn't. It's not something I'm interested in. Instead of putting like a scare tactic to tell people like you going to hell, like I see Christians out there, oh, this technology is the Antichrist. And see, I ain't with that bullshit, Annie. See, that's – and none of this that we sometimes we get. And I'm going to play this quick clip because it goes
to – you got China with the TikTok.
And I'm going to play this, and it's going to show you right here. Because we worried about his black folk. Now, here's just something that the stats going to show you. What the hell we worried for his black folk? Because this stats dude going to break it down. We ain't got shit, dude. Well, I'm going to play it. It's talking about AI replacing 85 million jobs. And, Dave, I think I sent all y'all these videos, I think. It's like 9 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 9 minutes long. But I'm going to get to the good stats part. Uh-oh, come on.
According to World Economic Forum, 85 million jobs will be replaced by AI by 2025. And on top of that, PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, said an estimated 30% of all jobs will be replaced by AI in mid-30s. Goldman Sachs said 300 million jobs are going to be replaced. But a data came out, which is very crazy, breaking down who does AI hurt the most, men or women? Whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, those with a high school diploma, those with bachelors, those with masters, and then what jobs are going to be replaced, what jobs are going to be protected, and then what new skill sets are on the rise. We're going to talk about all of that today.
Now, this is a video from Valuetainment. It's coming from Valuetainment right here, AI animation.
Okay, value added, just give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. So check this out. According to McKinsey, by 2030, at least 14% of employees globally might need to change their careers due to digitization, robotics, and AI advancements. So what is Pew Research saying on who's going to be affected by AI? If you look at this chart here, look what it says. What shares of workers are the most exposed to AI in their jobs? So men, 17%. Women, 21%, more than men. Whites, 20%. Blacks, only 15%. Hispanics, only 13%. Asians, highest, 24%. AI is going to impact Asians the most, according to this. Then it goes to education. Less than high school diploma, it's not going to affect you. Why, though, somebody may ask. High school diploma, 12%. Some college, 19%. Look at bachelors. The most educated people who have gone to this school and educational system that we have, that we're going to be all free if we get this degree, they are the ones, 27%, most likely to be impacted by AI. But I'm following what you're telling me to do. I went to school. I got this degree. How can this impact me? There's a reason for it. Let's break it down. Because on this next page, it talks about what jobs are going to be automated. Number one, customer service representative, automated. Receptionist, automated. Accountants and bookkeepers, automated. Salespeople, automated. Research and analysis, automated. Warehouse work, automated. Insurance underwriting, automated. Retail, automated. Now, here's some that says which jobs will not be replaced at all. Number one is teachers, which I don't know about that, because I think a lot of teachers, how many people are taking Udemy classes, and there's going to be these videos that are being made that are faceless videos. It's just audio. Put the content, go. You know how many YouTubers right now have millions of subscribers? You don't ever see a face. It's just automated. You can create content now. Did you watch the video of Sam Altman talking about the new advanced AI, what it's doing? A guy says, here, let me show you guys what this got. Hundreds of millions of views on social. We'll give you an example of it. One guy says, how about a person walking in the streets of Japan while it's snowing? Advanced AI just made that video, and it looks 100% real. What if somebody is stuck in, you know, space, and he's wearing a red something hat or whatever it was? That person is created walking on space, going to a spaceship. All of these people are putting this stuff. Within seconds, that video pops up. You know what happens to the film industry? I need a scene with somebody going through this. Boom, within seconds. You know what's going to happen with editors? I mean, obviously, no one's listening to you, our editors. Do you know what's going to happen to these editors? I have two editors here right now asking me to be a construction worker at the end of this video. I told them, no, Sam and Mike, we're not doing it. You're going to be editing for us. Teachers, in my opinion, will be affected by this. But in this opinion, according to Pew, they're not going to be. We'll see who's right. Lawyers and judges will not be affected by it. Bunch of judgmental people. Directors, managers, and CEOs won't be affected by it. HR managers won't be affected by it. Psychologists and psychiatrists, you're safe. Surgeons, you're safe for the time being. Computer system analysts, you're safe. Artists and writers, although some people may say, ChatGPT is starting to write a script. You know, if you want to go on ChatGPT and say, write me a hip-hop song in the words of the way Tupac would speak, but the way that Trump speaks. And then, boom, you put it together. You can write music nowadays. How many people that are writing lyrics are using ChatGPT today that maybe they didn't have that 20 years ago? Maybe some of that is also being automated. Now, top 10 skills on the rise, according to World Economic Forum. Number one, creative thinking. I don't know if Klaus Schwab knows. That's been on the rise for a long time, but these guys just figured it out, so they put it on the list. Creative thinking, folks, is on the rise. For the first time in the history of mankind, we like creative thinking. Number two, analytical thinking. This is the first time we've ever valued analytical thinking, folks. It's never happened before, but today we value it. Number three, tech.
1 second. Analytical thinking. Carter G. Brother Carter G. Woodson told us about analytical thinking. He said we need to start using our own analytical mind. Carter G. Woodson was saying that a long time ago. before a day of AI.
Logical literacy. Okay, maybe that's a new one right there. 4, curiosity and lifelong learning. I value that. Number 5, resilience, flexibility, and agility. 6, system thinking, AI and big data. 8, motivation and self-awareness. 9, talent management. And 10, service orientation and customer service. By the way, I fully agree with all these 10. I don't know if it's on the rise. It's always been valuable, but it's probably more valuable today than ever before because most people who know how to do this, you're going to be able to see certain things that a machine may not be able to see, which, by the way, I agree with this list. I think this is an evergreen list that's going to help you out, especially today with all the stuff that's going on with AI. But if you notice one thing on the list that's not on there, you notice it's not saying problem solving. It's not saying dealing with other people. Teamwork, maybe because they don't believe we're going to be working together. That's what World Economic Forum thinks. They're thinking everyone's going to be working from their home or a little bit cubicle in their house. So you don't have to learn how to interact with other people, although number 10 is customer service. But you notice that's not on the list, although I would put that on the list for conflict resolution. You're always going to need that. All right, so for some of you that want some high-paying jobs according to what the current market is looking at, here's the 10 highest-paying AI jobs and best salaries of 2024. Number 1, machine learning engineer, $109,000 average salary. AI engineer, 160. Data scientist, 65. Computer vision engineer, 168. Natural language processing engineer, 86. Deep learning engineer, 141. AI research scientist, 115. Business development manager, 196. AI product manager, 128. And AI consultant, 125. So if you're watching this, you're sitting there saying, Pat, I'm a little worried. Are you telling me?
I need to get a job. I need to go to goddamn computer technology. Yeah, and see, that's when we're talking about, you know how they say, about college, go to school, because he talked about bachelor's degrees. Like I said, he tell you, go, don't, man, damn, going to college, go somewhere and get you a trade. Y'all remember hearing that, right? So don't go to college to go get a damn degree in bugology, studying bugs. You need to go in there and start learning computer technology, because this is what we're going into, computer technology. You got a job in computer technology and stuff like that, hey, you're gonna be straight. You're going to be fine. So this is because this is where everything is going. So when they talk about jobs, you just have to, because through long history of history, we have to change and things have evolved. You have to, you know, evolve with things and, you know, different jobs. Shit, jobs they used to do way back then, like Fred Flintstone in the rock quarry. Shit, who doing that today? Nobody. Nobody doing that shit. So you have to. You know, sometimes we worry the hell out of ourselves. We scare the hell out of ourselves. You just have to find that. Go get into that computer technology. Learn that shit. Find what it is to make yourself valuable. That's what it is. Like, I'm going to let y'all jump in here. Not too long ago, I got cameras all over my house. My neighbor, I just got to finish hooking her cameras up. She got sons and shit, don't know how to do a goddamn thing. They young folk don't know how to do shit. I just got to hooking her cameras up. Yeah, people call, hey, man, you know, my family be calling me, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. I don't have no degrees in none of this shit, but I learned how to do this shit. Hey, I go 54 years old. You got folks elder, man, I got a smartphone. I don't know nothing about all that shit on them phones. Shit, I sit here and play with my phone. I buy a phone. I sit there and play with that shit. Watch YouTube, tricks and tips on your phone. I'm learning this shit. I ain't finna get left behind. I'm not finna be left on a goddamn smartphone. I mean, what do you call them, of old flip phones? Hell no, I'm learning this technology so I can use it for myself. I got to learn this. Now, I'm not, you know, certain things I'm not really deep into, but I have to learn a lot of things or get left behind. I don't agree with everything.
About you.
Yeah, I don't agree with everything. I'm not saying agree with everything with a lot of the technology. But you can't, it's going, whether you like it or not, it's going to evolve without you. Your ass is going to get left behind. So you got to find that niche to get you, stay your ass relevant. Or not, you're just going to get left behind. I mean,
right,
you can't help it. You can't help it. So that's what people
right.
say.
I mean, look, I'm to the point where I know about it and I just don't choose to participate. So that's like Alpha Male. He knows about voting, but he don't participate. Same thing.
And Dave, who you think a robot gonna be cutting hair?
No.
Dave, you think a
not
robot
in the real world.
Be washing.
You might get cut some hair down in the metaverse.
Yeah.
Is Dave still there?
Yeah, you can't cut no hair with no fucking robot.
So are you worried about your job gonna be taken from a robot?
Yeah, cause you know what? It's claimed that you said at Justice. There was a video I seen recently, and as a matter of fact, I think I'm gonna show it to you. There's actually a guy that created a robot who can use shears and cut your hair with a comb and some clippers. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, so Justice, you said cutting hair in the metaverse. That shit might be soon, coming soon. So
the metaverse. We talk about that's the metaverse. We talk about reality.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're creating shit like that, so, yeah.
See, forever I was just talking about reality, too.
When?
I have two corrections to make.
Go ahead. I'd like to hear.
Justice, you made the comment, it's kind of like me not choosing to vote, but I tried voting and chose not to do it. You never tried the technology and chose not to do it, so they don't even relate.
You got to be able to read to vote. If you can't read, you don't know who to. You can't pull no lever from nobody.
Artificial intelligence when it's actually artificial imitation, because all computer language is based on human behavior, and there has to be a human program. So it's artificial imitation. It's not really intelligence. A monkey can do what everybody else does.
Damn. Yep. That's right, because we are the ones who's programming these computers. You're training your smartphone to adapt to your behavior. Everything I do on this phone is adapting to my behavior. It's almost, that's why they call it on certain apps when they call it your Google Assistant. It's learning my behavior. Things I do.
I'll give you a good example. I have a tropical reef aquarium that is ran by a computer. Now, it's a good thing because it allows me to do other things, but here's the catch. Without human intervention, it will decide one day that the program's out of date, hence obsolete, and just shut down the whole system and flood my basement. So, yeah, I wouldn't trust a computer to make decisions based on human life. But it's cool as a tool to keep my aquarium going and keep my fish alive and my corals and all that kind of stuff. It's cool in that aspect.
Yep. And humans have to keep updating their software. But every day, somebody's in whatever, somebody's in Samsung's Korean, are constantly updating the software. It also have to be updated in order to keep running and, you know, maintain. So somebody going to have to keep, that's why I say get your damn degree in computer technology or whatever, because they're going to have to keep updating these damn computers, whatever, if they do have AI. So, you know, I'm not too fearful of AI. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Did you guys hear about what happened yesterday? It was called the Artificial Intelligence Act, okay, and MIPS adopt landmark law, okay? And so on Wednesday, Parliament,
actually that happened today.
You want me to read the act to you a little bit?
Yeah, what is it? What is it about? I'm not familiar with it.
It's about artificial intelligence and to safeguard Americans and the public against artificial intelligence takeover. So, and at any rate, it says it safeguards on general purpose artificial intelligence, limits on the use of biometric identification systems by law enforcement, bans on social scoring and AI used to manipulate or exploit user vulnerabilities, consumer to launch complaints and receive meaningful explanations. And here it says on Wednesday, Parliament approved the Artificial Intelligence Act that ensures safety and compliance with fundamental rights while boosting innovation. The regulations agree in negotiations with member states in December 2023 was endorsed by MIMS with 523 votes in favor, 46 against, and 49 abstentions. It aims to protect fundamental rights, democracy, the rule of law, and environmental sustainability from high-risk AI while boosting innovation and establishing Europe as a leader in the field. The regular establishes the regulations establishes obligations for AI based on its potential risk and level of impact. Banned applications. The new rules ban certain AI applications that threaten citizens' rights, including biometric categorization systems based on sensitive characteristics and untargeted scrapings of facial images from the internet or CCTV footage to create facial recognition databases, emotion recognition in the workplace and school, social scoring, predictive policy when it is based on solely on profiling a person or asserting their characteristics, and AI that manipulates human behavior or exploits people's vulnerabilities would also be forbidden. Law what? Enforcement exemptions. They
well,
have
just,
law
I,
enforcement.
I mean, it could. That's pretty good. That's good. Well, you know what? That's with everything that we cut that's being created, we have rules and regulations to govern how it should be used and how it shouldn't be used. I don't give a damn what it is. Your microwave, you come with instructions, the caution, warnings about so and so. So that is just, which is AI. That's just the cautionary thing. It almost like that's the Torah of artificial intelligence. The negative, we call it the negative misvotes or the negative commandments of AI technology. That's nothing new. It's just don't misuse. That's it. Just the commandments of how you use this technology. So, I mean, I don't see any, like, that's not something breaking news that I would even worry about. It's something new that's coming out. So you have to have regulations, policies to govern it. So that's not, but one of the things I was
they say AI could take over the world. AI can take over and cause a nuclear war or the World War III or something, you know,
but
if
wait
it's
a minute.
Not governed.
See,
or
see, that's that scare tactic. That's the scare tactic because here's what I'm finna go. Here's what I'm finna go. Uh-oh. I got to get this one right here. Goddamn. What am I need to?
Where we going?
Or I need to get
somebody call security.
Yeah, call security because I got one right here. Did AI technology... Right, because here's the danger right now. Did AI technology create this this crisis that we got going on right now against the human family, children, men, women, and children? So did AI technology create the LGBT, where we know Black Lives Matter? Them talking about they against the nuclear family. Did AI technology create that, or did a human? A real, as we say, real humans creating these things that we're seeing today. So we worried about AI technology come out destroying humans. Hell, these fucking Democrats and crazy-ass liberals and progressives are the ones who destroying humans. They don't even want to procreate. And you worried about a damn computer. They are the ones don't want the humans to procreate. So we worried about, so I'm worried, should I be worried about AI? We need to swap them out.
You know,
with
AI.
Robots.
You know, AI was good because, like, there's this site or some kind of place where it was called Gemini, and it has all this information that comes from AI, and it exposed the whitewashing of the history of the world. And people were upset and saying, why is this AI saying everybody was black? And so they're trying to explain away why AI was saying everybody used to be black back in the day, and all the governments of the world and society and kings and, you know, diplomats and governors of everywhere and every place and all this. And so the people were upset with this. You guys should go ahead and check that out. It's called Gemini. It's some kind of
research place. But who's been? Because you said AI can cause wars. Who caused World War One, Two, Korea, Iraqi War? Who created all of those wars that happened? Who created slavery? Who caused the transatlantic slave trade to happen? Was it AI or was it humans? I'm just saying, was it humans or was it an alien? I mean, who the hell did that?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was people. It was people, right?
I think so, if my memory served me correct. Maybe some person
created AI, and you know, there's always been that, you know, character in the cartoon we were growing up, and in the cartoon, you know, there's this person who is this scientist, and he's got this plan, and he's going to take over the world, you know, with his new creation, and it's going to just, you know, and there's always these things. Say that again, Alpha Male.
Pinky in the brain.
Pinky, see that? See, that's your error, and I understand. But you know, it don't have to be just pinky in the brain. It refers to so many demonstrations of there's someone who just wants to dominate and rule the world and have it to himself.
Mm.
And that's been the demonstration on cartoons as I was growing up, you know, watching all these different cartoons. And then there was sometimes, you know, a team of people that would try to stop this one individual. And so this is like what we're saying here with the AI. Somebody created an AI, and they know that with the power that they created this thing, that the power in it can do even more and can do worse. It can do good, but it has the same ability to do bad. So who created this thing?
Because we're trying to get to is we saying AI is going to destroy humans. AI going to do this, but who's before AI? Who have been destroying humans? Let's go back to the analogy of Elijah Muhammad. I always love this analogy right here. I like this analogy. Elijah Muhammad, y'all know I got to go here. A lot of black folks was in peace and harmony, and we was just kicking it. We would listen to some man. We would listen to some on Broadway. What's the brother name? I forget the brother name. So there,
George Benson.
We would listen to George Benson. Man, we would listen to some Herb Albert back in the days. And then all of a sudden, this black ass dude, he mad because he don't want to listen to some jazz. He don't want to listen to, you know, he don't want to listen to some Parliament and all some funkadelic. He don't want to listen to that. So he's like, man, fuck this shit.
Y'all, you know I got to go that day.
You already know it. So this black ass scientist who was a human now, he decided I'm finna make some unalike. I'm sick of these goddamn niggas having fun. Excuse my language, y'all, but I'm finna make somebody. He created something that put black folks in chains. So wait a minute, that was a human, a black man at that, that did that. So now you worried about AI technology, and he created something. Now we take that literal, as some people say we take the Bible. If we take that literal, here's a black man, when people's in peace, love, and harmony, he created something and been messing black folks up for a long time. Why? Oh, man, a white man is. No, you need to blame a Negro who did that shit, because he created this white man to put you in chains and be racist towards you. Just like you talking about computers and robots and shit going to do to you. It was a human who did that.
All right, but again, back in those movies back in the day, there was always somebody who wanted to take over the world. Even the cartoons. I mean, Scooby-Doo.
You making my point. Anything. As a human, We keep blaming, talk about what the AI is, what it's going to, how it's going to destroy humans, and it's going to do it. My point is, look what the fuck we doing to each other right now as humans. You worried about a damn robot. You can't even stop humans from doing shit to each other.
Yeah, but right now the danger of the AI is something that, you know, is something that we don't know. If it does decide to do wrong things and bad things or make bad decisions or do something that is counteractive to, you know, like what, you know, is good for the overall mainstream of humanity, then that's when we run it into, okay, we don't know what it can do. A human, I can stop a human, but an AI, it could get to a point where they say, okay, this thing is out of control. We don't know how to stop it.
Yes, you
I can stop a human. Okay.
You can unplug the motherfucker. Right. It got to be ran by when electricity went out, when they solar, a lot of places have, people were panicking like a motherfucker when these iPhones went out a couple of weeks ago, when AT&T and shit went out. Same thing can happen with the damn computers, motherfucker. You knock down a satellite and shit, there it go, AI gone.
Okay,
it's
but
electric.
Then Terminator, he dealing with the thing, and then it rebuilt itself.
That was
the
a
Terminator
fucking movie,
okay.
Justice. That wasn't real.
But
what'd you say, Alpha Male? Because y'all ain't going to get it. Y'all going to scare the shit out of y'all self.
I get what you're saying, though. If AI is just imitating human behavior, well, it's going to fuck up because humans fuck up all the time.
All the time.
Okay.
You worried about something way in the future that's going to destroy you when you got stuff right here, right now. Like you said, it's going to harm humans. That's what I'll say again. You got humans right now do not want you to procreate. They want men to be having sex with men, women having sex. Hell, I mean, just crazy shit. So if we keep on going down the path as LGBT don't want us to, damn the robots. It won't be any more humans. It won't be any more humans because, number one, we dying off for one. If you're not procreating and reproducing, what you think going to happen to humankind? Damn, if they can counsel making robots right now, what do you think going to happen to this planet? Nobody going to be on here but animals and dogs and shit. Unless they stop making them be, they probably going to make them gay too. We gonna die off anyway. So we kind of worried sometime about the wrong shit. Stop these ignorant-ass humans. Number one, who's can program in the computers? You know what I'm saying? So
there you
we
go.
We're daring
go.
Ourselves about something, bro. Like, come on now. We putting our – and I've been there. We putting ourselves in fear of some shit that we shouldn't even be fearing. And I've said some shit myself. I understand. I've said it too. That's why I got to stop – really sometimes stop and think. Come on, bro. Quit listening to these ignorant ass people. Like I'm telling today, sometimes I hear these people and most conspiracy theories, and I'm not trying to beat up on Christians. Most of the conspiracy theories that you hear out here come from Christians. That's the devil, the 6-point star, the devil. This, the devil. Everything the devil, you know what they're going to say? It's the Antichrist. Everything going to be the Antichrist. Who are they talking about the Antichrist? They going against Jesus. The only way you're going to be saved if you worship Jesus. That's the underlying thing. Everything else wrong. Because I've seen the computer. I've seen at the end of one of those videos that somewhere they was talking about all this AI and virtual reality and everything. And they were saying that was the Antichrist. I said, "Ooh, there it is. That proved a point."
So I can counter that and play the devil's advocate, or I'll try. I'm not that good at that, but okay. So somebody created this thing, okay, to give you all this entertainment and joy and all. And so yeah, you're caught up in it now, and you're going to defend it to the end, okay? And so now the time that you spend over here, you've taken, and I've given you this now, this is the time you could have been given the Creator all the glory and the praise instead of praising this thing. You giving all this praise and honor to this thing, but you don't give enough time to the Creator to praise the Creator and give the glory and the praise to the Creator of the universe. So
yes, sis.
That's my piece on that.
That's a wrong scenario. Let me see. the computer technology was not around when Moses, Abraham, none of these damn people was around. Well, we don't know that. I'm going to say that. We don't know that. But even for man to have this intelligence, to even build some of this computer technology, hell, he's been given this by the Most High. He's been given intellect, this intelligence to even build. Because some people, everybody's not making a robot to take over. There, I bet you tell, as you ask some of these veterans who went to the Iraqi war and other of these people who lost their legs, lost arms, and they've been giving these robotic arms, I bet they don't give a fuck about it. They happy as hell. They are able to walk again. My mom had a pacemaker in her heart, a machine to help regulate her heart. You think that when she was living, you think she cared about talking about this technology? I don't want that in my heart. No, she didn't think there was some demon or devil. You know what I'm saying?
I think when you stand before the Most High at your judgment scene,
Find computer in the Bible. Do you find computer in the Bible? Then you start talking to me about the Bible and computerism and technology in the Bible. Find that first. Because, see, I don't like when – I know people going to do that. You can't do it. Don't try to use that. Don't try to use that because you can't use nothing about no Most High, no Bible, Most High against technology, most computers in no Bible. Don't try that because none of that shit in there.
I'm talking about my eye.
I don't give a damn where you go. My eye, you can go to the Dongon tribe. You can go down. They didn't have that technology. Alpha Male was talking about it a couple of weeks ago. They was wondering, how in the hell could them people look up in the sky and look at Sirius star constellation? They didn't even have telescopes. How did they do it? So my thing, please don't try to use this Most High thing in talking about technology and saying, are you going against the Most High? Don't do that. That's scare tactic.
I have my rights.
That's what Christians and shit do. Most ain't gonna say Christians. A lot of them do. They try to use God to scare people with it. God don't like that technology. He don't like computers. It wouldn't be in existence then, because didn't God give man an intelligence gave man the intelligence to build computers. Yes, sir.
Can I add something?
Almost definitely, brother.
Even if there weren't computers, the word always speaks about the use of a thing. You know, you can love your neighbor, but you can't lust after his wife. I mean, it's a use of a thing. It applies across the board.
There you go.
With a computer, it's not the computer itself. It's the use of a thing.
There you go. How you use it, that's right.
I say the use of the thing is that, you know, I don't want to get myself, you know, in any trouble. I don't got a tag team partner anymore. He done tagged out somewhere and broke the table outside the ring, done broke
you
it, laying down, can't get up.
There's a lot of Bible apps now that people use. Some people don't even take Bibles to churches and stuff no more. They use apps.
I'm with you on that one. Now, I'm sitting up in here listening. I'm with you on a lot of stuff, but I will tell you, you're right, Ari. There's a lot of people who do use, like I said, the phones and stuff to look up the Bible and stuff. Even with my phone, I have coordinates on my phone on one of the apps. I used to have a big old coordinates book, but now I just have a regular, coordinates app. So, yeah. So I will tell you that there are people with coordinates on their phones, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I can't say hell is hot, huh? I can't say hell is hot.
You can say it if you want it, if that's what you believe. But here's the Alpha Male made the excellent point when he talked about the working and the usage of a thing. And that's the key. A lot of people just saying, like, even with this information, like, a lot of us, I don't like the point with the technology like this. I don't want them data minding my data. Every time, like, if I get on the internet, I could be looking at some tennis shoes. Like, I was looking at the Rode mic one day. Everywhere I go now, they're advertising this Rode mic and trying to get me to buy the mic. I want to tell them, hey, I already bought the motherfucker. Quit advertising to me. I just bought the motherfucker. So why y'all, you showing it to me on Instagram. You're showing it to me over here. See, that's what data mining, that's what people mostly have a problem with a lot of with these companies and how they're using this technology. Some people, we love the technology, but it's what these companies, a lot of doing it, how they're monetizing off of your information and a lot of stuff. That's the problem right there. But when he's talking about security and all of this type of stuff. And let me show y'all how some cold stuff that happened, what they're doing with some of this, even the technology. And you might mind this if something happened to your family. You probably wouldn't mind them doing this with the technology. But the other day, a young guy here in Memphis, last Friday, police pulled him over. He was on the expressway going 80-some damn miles per hour. Police pulled him over. And this really could be another whole topic in itself, though. But police pulled him over, and they wrote him out a citation. Police was trying to get him to sign a citation because really he's supposed to go to jail. He usually can go to jail because he was going 80 miles per hour. That's reckless driving. But they gave him a citation, or they was trying to give him a citation. He refused to sign it. He said he let his window up. He refused to sign it. And the police said, come on, man, let the window down. You got to sign this citation. I'm not signing over the... He said, look, you're going to either sign this citation or you're going to jail. He said, you're going to have to kill me. So anyway, he refused to let his window down. Because, you know, a citation is actually you are arrested, but you just don't go to jail. So right. He was going to like, well, you going to jail. So the police said they bust his window out. And when they said he bust his own window out. That's what he said. He bust the window out. And shot the police four times. But anyway, he ended up getting away. But the fool called his mom, a couple of his sister and some friends. But anyway, they was calling each other and shit. And then somebody met him at a Walgreens and got some ugly. I guess the police shot. Yeah, the police, he was trying to get away. The police did shoot at him, too. And I guess they hit him in the hand. So he calls his family and stuff like that. And they met him and got some stuff to bandage his hand up at Walgreens. But I said all that to say, police and his girlfriend call him an Uber and all that old type of shit. But how about the police went back and that's how they found his, and they locked all the family members, his mom up. They locked, so they went to ask the mom, have you seen him and all this stuff? He's like, oh, I ain't talked to him. But they went all back and got everybody's cell phone record and found, I guess maybe his, because they knew who he was through the tag. And found out they've got everybody's phone conversation that he had talked to and locked all their ass up.
Mm-hmm.
So even with this technology, they're going to get your ass because they're going to go through all your social medias and all this. They're going to find your ass. They're going to find some on your ass. That's the thing. Now, that's the cold part about tech. But if you murdered, I wouldn't mind that, though, like he did. If he had a murdered, and most I don't please, I'm just saying, he murdered somebody in my family, I would want them to use that technology to catch that bastard too.
I wouldn't
mind. Use it. If you going to catch him, hey, use every resource you have to catch him. Or if he did something to me or somebody in my family, I wouldn't give a damn. Now I would be on board with using that technology to catch him. And they got it. And they got him. They got everybody else who was involved in helping him. His girlfriend got her for calling the damn Uber, all of that shit. But it was stupid. Like I said, another whole show, that's another topic about him. I ain't going to get into it. I ain't going to even bring it up because it'll take lead somewhere. But, yeah, so they going to get you with this technology. You can't run. They got you.
If I can add one last thing, somebody else mentioned to me a long time ago, they said, when you hear bad things about technology or, you know, whatever industry, they said, compare what you hear to the stock market. Mm. They said nine times out of ten, when the evil of a thing is the big story, that's just really to keep you poor. Mm. Because they, while they're telling you it's the worst thing in the world, they are heavily investing in it.
Yep.
And here's the kicker. Even the so-called creators of this technology refuse to let their own children use it. But they know that you'll let your children use it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anytime they bring out the boogeyman, look at the other side. Look at your 401k. Look at your IRA, and just watch the market for a minute, and you'll see how the game is played.
Yes, sir. And like I was saying, after me, I was looking at a video, and they have a site that they actually, you can monetize. You can make AI. You ain't doing it. The computer doing it. But you can make money off of AI-created artwork.
Right.
You can monetize that. And the computer's the one doing the damn work, but you still can get paid off of putting on this some website. You get paid off of doing it. You know, you give the computer the idea. And even with that, again, when you do that, the chat thing, you have to, like when I did this, the title for this show, I still had to insert in there what I was looking for. I had to give it some ideas to go off of. I said, create me, something, description for a podcast, talk about AI technology. I had to feed that into that for it to go ahead and create it. Still, humans still have values. You still have to feed it and give it something.
Well, check this out. I mean, they were talking about that Gemini, which is Google's answer to ChatGPT.
That's it.
But if it was so intelligent, how is it possible they put a blocker in there so it will not answer any political or election questions?
Hmm. Damn.
So that's why I say it's just imitation. It's not intelligence.
That's right. Yeah, because we feed Google everything. We ask questions and like, Wikipedia, people, you put that information in there. It's of you feeding. So like I said, that's good and bad with all of this stuff. But it's like you said, it's, you have to tweak it.
Oh, no, I was just saying, we know Google is infamous for being extremely biased. I mean, when you do a search for something you really want to know, you got to comb through 15, 20 other sites to get to the relevant one. So that, it's people. Same with Facebook, same with Twitter, same with all of them. It's just people and their ideologies.
It changed over the years because I used to do researches using Google, and it would give me information pertaining to what I'm looking for. But then 2 years later, after the coronavirus and that came about, that's when the same information I had Googled and researched before, the numbers and everything kind of changed on what I was looking at. So I'm saying that it's not like based in any real concrete truth. They can fudge the numbers whenever they want about just about anything they want to, right?
That's right. That's why Sunray said, don't fear AI. You need to fear man.
That's it. You ain't lying.
And just the Gemini thing you just said, Alpha Mel, in my opinion, that if it's not giving out political questions or information is because someone who is the content creator of the Gemini has a mechanism to disallow those type of questions to be, presented to this particular historical or whatever kind of site it is that, gives out information about other things that deals, you know, with maybe history or something other than like a political thing in a certain state or even, you know, the whole United States.
All right, so you do get it. Cool.
Yeah.
And I would say this, if I was so fearful of technology, there would never have been a Culture Freedom Radio, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, none of that. Because I'd be so goddamn scared to get on here. Because this blog talk, it's got to deal with, I got to be on the computer to do blog talk. I got to be on YouTube. I mean, for y'all to see the video, I could be doing some, but hell, it never get to the internet. So I have to use this technology.
Come on, somebody. Wouldn't you rather be using plastic cups and strings?
That's a long string to talk to you, Brother Alpha Male. And where these fools out here, I don't think it'll pass my neck no day where they are.
Well, let me tell you something. That's why I said earlier, it's very admirable that you do the things you do and that you don't have the fears that I have. I have fears that you don't have. And maybe I shouldn't have the fears I have, but I have them, and you don't have the ones that you don't have because you don't worry about it. So
that's what's
admirable, and if it wasn't that you were that way, that none of us all could have gotten together and, you know, become friends here and be on, you know, having some great discussions, you know, week by week.
Yeah, but like I said, I buy a lot of equipment. I've been buying different discs. Because, like, even to make the podcast, the sound quality, I've bought, like, mixers. That's this technology. Even to do them sound effects, that's a big Rode podcast thing, mixer. Microphones. Man, I'm always, hell, just new phone. A lot of this shit I don't even use. I got the new Samsung Galaxy Ultra 24. I don't even use a lot of this stuff. A lot of this shit I don't even know how to even go in here to do it, but I just buy it. I like the damn technology. Yeah, I just like, you know, certain things I like on here, but I can go in. But there's plenty of things on there I don't even use. But I was like, shit, I'm going to get it. Because, like, I bought it, number one, I get seven-year updates. Like, you know, I get a seven-year update on the phone. I'm like, hey, you know what? It's worth to go ahead and get that money. Because, hell, with some of them, it used to be like 4 years update. I get the other 7 years. I was like, oh, cool. Fuck that. It's worth that. I go ahead and get it. So it's like certain things. I don't want to be one of them old heads because I see a lot of guys, hey, man, how you do this here? In my age, yo, I don't know how to do this on my phone. I'm like, come on, bro. You don't know how to Google that? God, you don't know how to.
My best friend don't know how to do nothing, man.
Do
I'm like, wow, bro, you don't even know how to text message people back and stuff? Like, easy. Like, just simple
stuff. Come on, bro. You're going to get left behind. Like I said, it's a lot of stuff. Go ahead, bro.
I got a perfect example. This young lady made her dad $6,000 in like 3 months. And here's why. Because direct deposit was the devil. And he trusted only the bank he banked with. All she did was talk him into using direct deposit instead of a paper check, moving his money from a no interest account into a higher interest bearing account, made him $6,000 in 3 months.
Nice.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, check. I'll go ahead, Alpha Male. I'll let you finish that.
Now, I'm just saying. It lends to your point because, you know, everywhere I go, and everybody knows that, you know, I'm always messing with gadgets. I'm always fixing somebody's shit. And I'm like, come on.
Yep.
You could do the same thing. You know, if you worry less about the meat between your legs and worry more about the meat between your ears, you know, I think it'd be a better life for you.
Yep. And like you said, I mean, my neighbors, he said, I've been having these cameras over here for I don't know how long. Everybody, tell him I call somebody. I'm on my way. I'm coming over there. And nobody ever showed up. She's like, I've been having these cameras for I don't know how long. And like she said, man, now I feel secure because I don't like. She said somebody knocked on her door one night. Like, I don't like that. I'm like, damn, I don't want to say nothing. She said, at least with the camera, I can look and see who the hell it is and all of this type of stuff. So, yeah, so the technology, man, is all. I was able to tell you, I don't know if y'all have this in y'all area. Y'all have Circle K's in y'all area?
Never heard of it.
Oh, y'all, damn.
Well, I heard of it.
Okay.
What is it called?
Circle K. The circle, it is a circle. I don't know what. Yeah, they call Circle K. Yeah, circle is that's the name of it. Then they have the circle. It's like a, you know, yeah, I don't know. It's called Circle K. But anyway, I know.
What do they have inside there?
They used to have. It's like a regular service station. They have like hot. Sometimes like, you know, little cheap ass hot food they have in some of these.
We got.
They had
one.
Like a.
I know. They used to have one down here. Long time ago, but they closed that shit down. Too many dope boys out there.
Damn.
Too much wrong shit. Yeah. Niggas was walking around there selling dope for the Arab. The Arab was some of the Arabs was had bought out because you know they owned by East Indians and Arabs and shit.
Circle
and
K.
They was out there. Yeah, the ones we had down here, and they was known for getting dope.
Damn.
You wanted to dope, you went there.
Oh, okay.
Around
here in this and around Memphis, shit, you ain't going to stand around in the month. These goddamn stores, you ain't standing out at these damn Circle K they basically have. Now, I'm going to tell you why I brought up Circle K. Now, not all of them yet don't have this technology, but there's some of them, you know, I had to say, in certain upscale neighborhoods, some people might say, or middle class, you know how what they call it. But anyway, and now we would think they had cut back jobs. But there, you might go in and be one cashier, two cashiers. Now, with this, they got this machine, like you purchase something. Whatever you get, you set it on this like machine, almost like a weight, a big scale that you set it on. And the damn thing, the cashier be just trying to direct and tell you how to do it. It's automated. You set all your items on there. You don't have to scan it. You just set all your items on this little thing. Wait. And it scan everything itself. And all you got to do is look at the screen and just pay for it. You just stick your money in there. It give you change back. And the cashier just hand you a bag. And it'd be three or four goddamn cashiers behind the rail. Like, goddamn. Y'all didn't have this many cashiers before y'all put the automatic machine. Now y'all got the automatic machine. Y'all got damn more people working in the stores and everything. So we talk about it's going to cut jobs. Shit, they seem to be having more employees with the automatic cashier machine. You don't, I seen that. I was like, what the hell? And I was thinking when I first saw it, I'm waiting on the cashier, you know, to go and scan and ring me up. She's like, no. Put your item right there and stick your money in that. Like, what the hell? I said, damn, y'all don't do that. They said, no, we don't do that no more. We just try to show you how to do it. But it's more, I was like, damn, that's cold. And like, but the thing is, it's more cashier. Well, I only can't call them cashiers because they don't do shit. I said, I wouldn't mind having that motherfucking job just standing there and handing people bags all day. Oh, here you go.
I'm going to tell you something, Aria, about that shit. Around here, the Walmarts around here, they got them self-checkouts and motherfuckers still all day. And they got cameras right on them self-checkouts. So for me, personally, like I'm afraid I might not scan, I might not scan the item. So I'd rather them have, I go to a damn checkout. I don't give a damn. I'll make the customer service check my ass out.
No, but this here day is different than Walmart checkout. Don't I'm saying? I know the Walmart, you got to scan it about the barcode. No, all your items you have, you set this mug like on the, like you set it like on the counter almost. You just set it on the counter, and it scans everything. You don't do nothing. You just set it down there. It's going to scan everything by itself. It's like a machine. You said it. You don't do nothing but put your money in the damn thing. It do everything by itself. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah, they need to, but they need to get them back though, cause them motherfuckers, you can't. Dude, be meaning this, Mr. Skip. the contention about.
Yeah. Well, you know, people stealing anyway, regardless. Yeah, well, people stealing out of them damn places regardless. Because like Kroger's, they didn't have self-checkout. They was robbing Kroger's ass blind. That's why they left certain areas in here in the city. It was two spots. They was robbing ass blind. They said even a damn security guard was stealing.
I believe.
So, I mean,
I'm down with checkouts.
We blame the technology, but you got to go back to human behavior. It's just humans doing a lot of this shit. So I'm like, you know, I'm not really concerned too much about technology. I like some of the technology. I'm trying to learn some of this. I have a limit sometimes on certain things, but I like technology. I like it. I'm enjoying this shit. I ain't gonna lie. Because like I said, I get a chance, like even with the headsets, I get a chance to travel to places. I never probably go, you know, in physical life. I'm having a ball. Whatever happened.
This is probably
that's
not.
Only in your mind though. You ain't never gonna go there for real, and neither is nobody that's a real person going to
but
no
I'm,
Saturn.
I'm gonna let Alpha Male make his statement, then I'm gonna come back to that on that. But what is Alpha Male?
Nah, I was gonna say this might be unrelated. But it's
funny.
Do you know they still have stickers on hair dryers to say do not use in the bathtub?
Damn. They don't.
I used to wonder, like, well, who doesn't know that? But the more I investigate and watch people and get to understand people,
yeah,
there's a lot of people that need that sticker.
Yep.
Wow.
And it's funny.
So what
you
the heck? Can you answer me one question there, Alpha Male?
Yeah.
Why do they always have some sticker on the side of a mattress that tell you? What did it say about something being flammable or something?
Well,
what is that all
you
about?
You mean the do not remove label? The one that says do not remove?
Yeah, why you can't remove it?
You can't. The manufacturer can't remove it.
Yeah, I ain't never
it's
tried.
Your mattress. You snatch that shit off if it's in your way. I mean, that's another funny one there. I was
wondering why I say that, because you'd be like, well, there must be a reason, so I'm going to leave it on there.
I was watching some kind of comedy bit, and the chick said she was a rebel. And she said, I'm going to go and remove these tags, these do not remove tags from my mattress and my pillow.
Damn.
Right.
Yeah,
I got them on my pillow too. They be in the way on the pillow now. I'm gonna have to break the law on this one.
And that's crazy. But why would you move? You got a pillow, what they call a pillow slip over, a pillow cover on it.
Yeah, but you know when your pillowcase is slide up too far, and then you might have put it in wrong, and that label's just hanging out, and then it's flapping your ear on your eye and you while you're sleeping and stuff.
That's why you put it in the other way. See? Properly install it. But, Alvin, man, when you made an excellent point, Dave sent me a video where Dave sent that video about the Apple headbands. They people walking around with them all outside, and some girl was in the damn swimming pool with it. It made me think when you said about the hair dryer. And they tell you, don't do this, don't do that. Like Oculus, they'll tell you, don't go outside in the sunlight with them because you can probably damage them. You have still dumbass people going out there doing it. And they warn you about them. Even the motion sickness, they give you all different kind of warnings. They do tell you the do's and the don'ts. They just like, hey, put these on. Nah. But just going back when you said, when I said about, I can go to Arizona some. The Alamo. When I said Alamo, I could go view the Alamo. But you said, what did you say about that?
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, okay, you're never really going to go to the Alamo for real anyway. But I was talking more like you talking about you could smell the gases on Jupiter and stuff. Like, you're not never going there and nobody else is either. And you don't know what kind of gas it looks like and don't nobody else.
You want to imagine all that stuff. You want to live in Fantasy Island. Go right on ahead. But that's not the real world. And that's that world we were talking about earlier.
But check this out. But here's the thing.
Augmented reality.
I got you. But it's like, just say Mount Rushmore. I probably won't ever go to a goddamn Rushmore. But if I put the Oculus on, it's a visual thing. You can actually, you visualize it, like, and you go. And then some on that shit, on those things, you can get detailed. Now, you can't probably walk your ass up there and touch them heads. With those, you can. It's that visual, though. Even though you know you probably can't. It's something. I can't even explain it, man. But it's like seeing it, a lot of things. Like when I was in the pyramid, the thing, and it actually seemed like I was actually walking behind people. I thought I was bumping up to people. Like, oh, damn, like I say, oops, excuse me. You know, it's actually, you can see the metadata. You can, I mean, bro, it was... That shit looked so real. And for me, it
might as well be on LSD.
Cool. Well, you can call it what you want to, but it was cool to see that. And even like in Jerusalem, went to certain temples and they to see some things. It's just the visual. I would say this here. Well, it is a little different because the visual, the realistic look of it. When you look at a picture in a book, do you complain about looking at pictures in a book? About that's not real? You like to see these pictures in a book. How about you have them now like in a 3D thing? That shit like, wow. Like I was watching a movie, The Ant-Man, on a big screen. That's on the headset. And that shit, man, looks so... It's way different than going to the movie theater looking at 3D. That's just
so
cool.
What it's like?
Like, wow.
It's like taking about... It's like having like a bunch of mushrooms, like that's psychedelic, and then it's like a great thing. Like you feel like,
no,
wow, man.
It's
dude,
not being like
that.
It ain't got...
That's
it's not
so
being
groovy.
Like you in toxic. Nah, it ain't what
yeah, you
is.
Do. Yeah, you do.
Nah, it ain't one of them things.
I know a couple of dudes that do mushrooms. Now, most of what they speak about when they come down off their trip, they've never seen before. Like, they don't really have a concept of. So, no, it's not the same, because when you're in that VR, you can associate where you are and what things are, and, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah, and it's a lot of detail. It's a lot of detail, because it's still dealing with the visual, your mind. Like I said, we go back to the mind again. Like, some people are fucked up and, like, excuse my French. Like, Alpha Male was trying to explain you. Some of y'all don't even have headsets on and y'all listen to shit that you are interacting with and you messed up. You lost and you messed up. So you put a headset on, hell, it might help you, because there's a lot of educational apps on there. Some of you might need to put on and get. And I'm going to tell you something. There have been some kind of crazy people I've met in, like they call thing Horizon World. Now, Facebook do own that. But I've met more well-behaved people. Not even to get the children on there, but some people, well-mannered people on there than I have in actual goddamn real life sometimes.
Oh, I ain't trying to hear that. Hey, Chief Rabbi.
Yeah, but like, I ain't talking about the WeChat thing like we were talking about. Now, that's a different one. But it's
hey,
a lot
Chief
of things
Rabbi,
on there.
You still,
you,
hey, yo.
You'll meet some people.
Yo, Chief.
Yeah, because I know
yo,
some goddamn.
Chief, yo,
I know,
yeah.
Goddamn,
yeah.
Some
hey, yo,
crazy
I'm
going to
bounce off the roof. When I hit him the next time, look, you got to come in and sit on him. Okay?
No, that's kind of gay, bro. I ain't sitting on no motherfucking dude. Yeah, I'll let you do that shit by yourself, dude.
See, that's
see,
why
just,
I'm in here by myself. Because
you
ain't even helping me
saying.
Fight. You won't even come in after I did all the work, and you won't just sit on him and let me count him out.
You
I gotta fight
him
off like
I'm
that.
Saying.
You ain't even bringing the Torah. You ain't bringing the Bible. You ain't got
dude,
no weapons. You ain't got nothing. I'm doing all the fighting these guys right now.
But I let you do it. You got the scholarship. You
now I'm gonna turn on you. Now I'm gonna turn on you too.
He hang out with Al and who else? No, I ain't gonna put Al them. You know they got all the scholarship.
You talking about Dr.
No.
Umar now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. You go to Umar school. So yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot
Umar
you were just principal
and
at Umar Johnson
Tariq.
School.
Tariq Nasheed.
So, let me ask you this. So
oh,
is Umar Johnson planning on using Is Umar Johnson planning on using a virtual reality headset at his school?
No, he got textbooks. That nigga got some old ass textbooks. He textbooks.
Oh, you can't ask me that, son Ray. I can't answer it.
That'd probably be the best place for him to build a school.
Yeah. In the virtual world.
Hey, he gonna have them transgender textbooks for him.
Damn.
He gonna have them old ones with Michelle Obama up there with her big old muscles.
See, that's messed up. Every time it's a nice sister, these brothers gotta attack her like they a white racist man, and the white racist man who don't like Serena Williams. They say she got muscles. She got too many muscles. Meanwhile, the black man, we love her booty. We love her brown skin.
No, she look like a man to Serena Williams, even when she was a little boy. Her damn sister look like brothers. They ain't even look like no damn little girl.
That's effed up right there, bro. That's effed up.
They look like Stevie Wonder when he had braids. They had them look high, flat, with them damn boots on there.
Come on, man.
You rough.
They were looking like damn little Bow Wow braids that they had. Fuck them little fuck
you know,
and Serena. They both married
virtually,
white boys anyway.
You know, I had sex with Venus Williams. You know, virtually. Oh, okay.
Damn, he's been in VR chat, Alpha Male.
No, I had sex with her virtually because, see, I met this girl in real life, right? And she was about the same height and had the same Chinese eyes and, you know, had even the braids and skinny and looked just like Venus. And I said, man, and I went out with her. We got together and everything. We had sex. And I said, man, I even told her, I said, wow, it's like, I'm looking at you, and I'm having sex with a tennis star. And she laughed and everything.
That kind of sounded like a Pornhub tub.
That show, dude.
Whatever, y'all. That was a while back. That was a while ago. But virtually, I was believing I was having sex with Venus virtually.
Damn. And how about Michelle Obama? Was she doing you or was you blowing her
back?
Just like was you she... doing all of them blow-up dolls around you. Just like that.
Oh,
so
damn.
So you was laying on your stomach.
That's how you do it? Is that how you have them do it? Blow-up doll on top of you?
That's you.
Hey, brother Dave.
What you put Vaseline on it or what? How you get in there? What are you doing?
Yeah. Hey, check your text message. Now you gonna like AI now. Check AI out. I just sent you 3 minutes ago. I'm gonna let you tell everybody what you say. You gonna like AI now?
Damn.
I'm going to sit here about it. Because I just sit here. Justin ain't going to like it. He ain't going to find no hermit.
That look like his brother-in-law.
I'm sitting to you, Alvin, too, Alvin, man. It's AI technology, got. What's that, Bud Light?
Bud Light.
And they got Obama.
Look like Obama.
Yeah, they got Obama looking like y'all. Got Obama looking like he moving feminine and everything with Bud Light.
He looks just like Jada Pinkett.
And that shit look real as hell too.
Look, Bud Light a faggot beer, so.
Well, they didn't make up nothing on Obama, so that ain't AI. Obama, that shit was real. Because that's Obama for real.
And that's his wife, Michelle.
Listen,
you mean Michael? I mean Michelle.
Michael, I mean Michelle.
Yeah, that I can't get over that. That's a crazy. Justin said he made a mistake.
Y'all ain't never disprove anything. You ain't never prove anything either. So again, you all been had. You been hoodwinked. You been bamboozled. Okay, because if you fell for the propaganda of believing Barack Obama said his wife Michael or something, he never said my wife Michael. He said Michael and I. We, you know, this and that and the other about these people. So yeah.
Y'all fell for the joke. We right. We saw that in the virtual world. It wasn't real.
Yeah. That was augmented.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit, I've called a woman by another woman's name. I ain't never called a woman by a dude's name.
Yeah. There you go. So, Jess, you gonna have to figure that way. How did he do that?
He ain't do it. Y'all keep saying he did. You fell for the okie doke. He wasn't talking about his wife Michelle. He was talking about some guy named Michael standing with him, honoring these soldiers or these people, these veterans and whatnot.
Was Michael in the video?
He must have been.
Michael
point him out. Y'all.
Was Michael part of his cabinet? Was he a part of the administration? Was he advisor or something?
He probably was.
You ain't even just, you know, president, you ain't going to just say no average-ass dude, your homie from around
that's
the
right.
corner in a president.
Probably had previously
like
introduced Michael as Admiral Michael this and that, or Sergeant Michael, or Lieutenant Michael this and that. Then he said, Michael and I, maybe, you know, like that, instead of saying his full credential.
But it's funny how, you know, maybe just a coincidence, how they supposed to be showing a picture that she supposed to had a brother named Michael, and then everybody saying, "No, this actually was Michelle," you know, before a transformation. But you know, and then he say that Michael and I on several, I mean, a couple of occasions. I mean, it's coincidental, just it maybe just a big ass coincidence. I don't know. But you know what, Justin?
Propaganda,
propaganda.
I don't understand. There's a whole bunch of propaganda people fell for.
They showed the Oval with Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's the Oval. That thing's supposed to be Michelle and Barack. That thing's supposed to be that first lady's supposed to be Michelle Obama. And she looked just like a man, just like Michelle.
All right, listen, Chief Rabbi, let me say something to you right here, okay? Now, it's a lot of black women, you know, they might have features of their father, you know. There's some people who might look like their father so much more than they mother, right? Or their mother and father might look a little, you know, not so pretty or attractive.
Michelle is the father.
Michelle, you is that baby pappy.
Yeah, sure. She got a big dangling.
That's that self-hate running rampant in your heart. That's all that is. Self-hate.
She got that dangling. No, that's that testosterone like she got.
Yeah, whatever.
So, Justice, so what we saw, the videos we saw, that was made by artificial intelligence. So that's what you're trying to explain to us.
I'm going to say where the ugliest black women live, all right? Alabama, Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. You might throw in some other states, but them my top three. What y'all got?
I don't know. How you know that, Judge? You been to all them cities, is he? Or you been in the virtual world?
I've seen the women
in
them cities, and every time I see one, they ugly they can be.
You saw physically or in the virtual world?
The real world. I don't be in no virtual world. The real world. Women's be some of them don't take care of it. They ain't even trying to look good. They ain't even trying. Okay, but it's women that sometimes they may not look so good, like facial features, but they do something else to compensate for maybe how come they not as pretty facially. So they do something to enhance something else or to, you know, compensate, maybe put on some eyeliner or whatever like that, a little makeup here and there. and make them look a little better or something. But some of those, these women, they don't try to be attractive. They just okay with being ugly.
But none of them have a dick in their pants, though.
Well, you know, I guess they don't. So, yeah, you're right.
But
they're not trying to huh, Chief?
Say, I know you in Philly. Philly got some ugly-ass women. No, I've been to Philly. Philly got them old ugly, big old dyke-looking hoes with them hijabs on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They so ugly, they got to wrap their face up with a damn cloth and a towel. Yeah,
see, you go my tag team, but my tag team partner kicking back in. No, you right, bro. Thank you.
Them some ugly assholes. They all try to look like Erykah Badu in Philly. Them hoes ugly as hell. And they all crazy too. They all aggressive and shit. Philly girls crazy.
The black woman here, that's all the way up. Yeah, all the way up.
They could be Muslim one day and a son of the next.
I had a cousin
moved to Philly back in the late 80s, and I seen some of them, that nigga girlfriends, and I'm just like, one minute they Muslim, one minute they some of them. I'm like, what the fuck? And they switch back and forth, too. They crazy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are they really that ugly? Or you become so accustomed to seeing women in makeup, you can't appreciate the natural beauty?
Women are ugly. Nah. They put the U in ugly. Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking about they got meth heads and all kinds of shit in Philly. Philly is known for meth and underground meth, like meth city. This, like, I'm being serious. Go to that other park called Huntington Park. North Philly.
Yeah, that's where all that fentanyl and all the heroin and all that stuff at.
But here's another one. And maybe here's a reversal, kind of like the other side of what Alpha Male said. Okay, he said about not wearing makeup. Well, are they wearing too much makeup? Or shall I say the makeup now that's making them look like dudes? Because I remember Israel United in Christ, I would have to give it to Bishop Nathaniel, them talked about, had a show, they were saying that a lot of the makeup, how these women make it, wearing now the wigs and all that, it make them look like damn near trendy. So is that the case?
That's true.
They're being styled now that's making them look ugly? Just look at like Sexy Red and them. So could that be the case?
I agree with that one.
That's part of it. But no, those ones are trying. They at least trying to look better. This one here, they just good with just what they call natural, but not attractive. And they know they're not attractive looking. So what they're going to do is comply to same sex type things where they're not trying to attract a man. They're trying to attract a woman. And so that's why they're not dressing to attract a man. They're more dressing to attract what they really want. And so if they wanted a man, then they would accommodate a man with their, you know, trying to appease a man through their charm and their beauty or their eyes or, you know, hair or lips or class, you know, certain ways, even if an ugly woman present herself right to the right man, then the man can disregard her ugliness to the point where he could even, you know, take her on as his girlfriend because she has other qualities that override her not being as attractive as he could have picked a prettier woman. But she brings so much to the table because maybe she may be darker skin, or she might have a long nose or a big nose or something, but at the same time, she's just as nice to him. She treat him. She cook for him. She treat him with respect. She might do everything a woman's supposed to do, which makes her attractive, which brings out her not being is like, okay, now she got to face only a mother would love. Well, now she's earned this face that this man would love too because of how she carry herself.
I'm trying to.
Does that make any sense to anybody?
No, really. So with Michelle.
I know you're going to say that, alpha male.
So Michelle cooks you sausage, right?
Say that again?
I said, so Michelle Obama cooks you hot sausage links in the morning, right?
No, bro, I don't even know where you be getting these distorted stories from. Like, where do you come up with this stuff? You a comic book writer? Why don't you write a comic book?
So,
very good, you know.
I'm trying to go back to this ugly part. I mean, so I mean.
Yeah.
Because I have a male throughout scenario. Okay, some of them, I didn't make him kind of look ugly. Maybe they don't have the, you know how some women, I've seen it sometimes, go to Walmart. They just come out the house, they don't do their hair, got their hair all over their damn head. I mean, it's something like that, like, she look ugly because maybe she do her hair out, maybe she put a little makeup. Is it something like that? She didn't put on no clothes?
You know, I dated a woman my same age and everything one time. We was like 41, and she was an earthly chick. I mean, she wore, you know, a afro. Most of the time, you know, a little afro or whatever, had dark skin, wore like little African like beads or whatever, and she seemed to be pretty cool, like a Africa, like a Erykah Badu type, but you know, in her own way. So it turned out that she was this natural chick who didn't put on makeup and. She didn't do a lot of stuff, actually. She was so natural. She was like, I'm not even buying period pads and this type of thing, which turned me off to her. But the thing about her is her face wasn't as attractive as, you know, probably if she would have put on a little makeup.
That's what I'm saying. What is it that y'all saying is making these women ugly? I mean, is it like Alpha Male said, maybe not the makeup, maybe too much makeup, maybe she just didn't have a hair comb? You're like, well, damn, she'd probably be a nice looking
lady. It's just her genetics.
And I'm gonna give you a good example right back. You remember Esther on the damn television show? You like, God, you'd be just like Fred Champeria, like, God damn. But you know, Esther, man, was a wee. Esther was a cold mother boy. The real Esther. Well, you know, we can't call her. Yeah, she was a real cold blooded thing, boy. So, I mean, what is it? Because they said, man, beauty is in the eye. Beauty is in the eye of the
beholder.
That's right.
So. What is it that make them ugly, that y'all saying they ugly? I mean, what part
is it? Sometimes, like, even the girl I told you about, that, you know, we was the same age and stuff. We was sitting up there watching the news one day, it was like a overseas news channel, and we was watching, and they were showing an African king or some kind of an African dignity diplomat, some type of dude, right? But he looked a lot like my girl, but she was a girl who, you know, had a body, you know, breasts and everything, but her face and his face looked like she could have been related to him, or, you know, to the point where that could have been her father, and she could have took after her father if she looked so much like this African dude all the way in Africa and she's all the way over here. I'm just saying, like, okay, a lot of men might not have been attracted to this lady that I was seeing for a little minute because they might have said, oh, well, she looked like a man in a sense. But she wasn't a man, of course.
Yeah,
but she looked like the African king, dude. Facial feature-wise, she looked like the dude.
Yeah, they're just you need to go take a smoke break right there and come back on that one. If you don't smoke, you might need. I don't even endure smoking weed. Dave, we need to go pass him the joint. We don't even endure. Goddamn.
I'm trying to. Look. I ain't even bothering.
And you wonder
that,
why Dave be getting on you, man? You set yourself. You be setting yourself up for that one.
Yeah, but look, the woman, she, you know, happened to look like the I know it sounds crazy. But
wait a minute, she wanted
to go natural, be natural. I'm like, okay, she's just, you know, like a natural woman, whatever, right? Afro, whatever, and all like that. You know, a dress, you know, beads and all like that and stuff like that. So,
just don't mean no harm. I think you, I don't know, maybe you have to, what did you call this? I don't know what the hell. At some kind of school, you better, because I'm going to tell you. I hope Dave ain't paying attention. But you said your other girl, she looked at like Michelle. She looked at like Michael Jackson. Now, this woman here, she looked at like an African king. Brother, I don't know how to say it. I'm trying to be nice here, but seems like the women you picking looking like dudes. Damn, Dave, help me out. What's going on? I'm kind of baffled right
man.
Now. I got to use some Jesse Jackson word. I'm baffled right now. I don't.
Yeah. So pretty much, she was looking like the dude, the African dude. Ain't that some shit?
I know your women looking like dudes,
like,
bro.
She looked like Michael
Black. Hey, bro, like, to me, like, I didn't see the dude face until I saw, like, okay, this could be your father. You know what I mean? Like, this guy, you look a lot like this dude right here. You know, like, it wasn't like, okay, I saw that any other way before I saw the dude. It was like, okay, she even identified that. Oh, wow, he, you know, I look like him a little bit in a sense, where she realized it too.
I don't know how to handle that one. My girlfriend used to look like Trick Daddy, or she looked like Michael Vick. God damn.
So Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Just, what? You need
hey,
to go
man,
get you.
Listen, all of those brothers, if they do have daughters, then their daughters could look like them. What's wrong with
just,
that?
Just let me ask you one quick question.
They just might be ugly, just like I'm saying. The jaw was ugly. She wasn't the prettiest, huh? She was an ugly John. It's hard to find a pretty
like
chick in Philly, man.
They weed, it does. Is weed legal? Is weed legal in Philadelphia?
It's been decriminalized, as far as I know. I don't know if
man,
it's
go,
legal. It may be legal. I'm not
I'm gonna
sure.
Do some, I'm gonna do something I don't even do. Go get you a weed
oh,
car bro. And start smoking, because maybe you can pick some goddamn feminine working women. Maybe you need
here.
You a headset. I'm going to send you one of my headsets. God damn.
Take me down in the virtual world? I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, hell yeah. Because you can't pick them without the goddamn virtual reality.
Yeah, ugly women down in the virtual world, too, man. I run into ugly women everywhere all the time. I don't know what's
maybe
going
you
on.
Need, maybe you need to get away from the real world. Because God damn. damn, Justin. I don't
I was
know.
An older I'm lady. She was real ugly too. An older lady, but I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Yeah, please. She gonna say she looked like somebody else at first. She looked like Don
yeah, she
Chino.
Was she was ugly. Another ugly Philly woman. Mm-hmm. But I could get pretty women now. I don't think I couldn't. I just sometimes I don't got time for all the games. You know, I mean, I got a couple of pretty women in my Rolodex that I can call if I need to go out somewhere and look good. But other than that, I just chill.
Hey, brother Dave, you still got a Tariq Nasheed number so we can call that pimp and get him a goddamn that Tariq hook him up.
Like I got a couple pretty chicks in my Rolodex, but, you know, like, that's just for when I'm going somewhere, like, downtown or something.
Shit. Hey, next you going to say Danny Glover.
Hey, Danny Glover got a daughter. She probably looked like Danny Glover, right?
Damn.
Uh-oh, nigga. You got Ving Rhames.
Oh, hell no. I ain't dating his daughter. No, I know she's going to be ugly. You know? No, of course she's going to have a muscle head.
Hey, Justice, you keep fucking your own self up with that one, man. First, Michael Jackson. Now she's looking like an African. African dude, goddamn.
African king.
King boy. I forgot his name, but yeah, she looks like this king.
She looked like Nelson Mandela.
No, it wasn't him. It wasn't him.
What about a woman with a beautiful soul? I mean, does that even matter to anybody? Like, but sometimes
I explained that one earlier, and you said you already answered the question on that one when I was going through the motion about the kind of a lady that ain't that attractive but makes herself more attractive by catering to a man and doing things, you know, to win him over and then treat him real good and all that. So, yeah, of course.
We're talking a deeper level than that, though. See, when I say a beautiful soul, there is no performance. You just know. It's like your energies intertwined. And you can't explain it. It's just something about that girl. And she ain't said nothing to you. She ain't looked in your direction. She ain't made you no sausage links. And nothing. It's just there.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Because there's deeper levels than what I call the democratic opinion on what looks good and what don't. Because I'm going to tell you something. Growing up in the hood, half the chicks were only ugly because that was public opinion. But these same motherfuckers would sneak over there at night and get them a hit.
Yes, sir.
But in public, she was ugly. At nighttime, she was the baddest thing on 2 feet.
Well, you know, I mean, you had the cases like that, and then we got names for them, and I call them a butterface. So there's all kinds of butterfaces running around the neighborhood, you know. And so they got these real nice bodies, but they face. But her face, you know, it's ugly. So, nighttime, you go hit it at night, you know, like that. But you ain't going to be seen with her in the day. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of women like that out there.
But see, you can go get these crazy-ass, pretty-looking women, and they boy crazy as hell. That's why I like to say, give me a woman with a fine mind, not a fine behind. I don't, you know, give me that.
That's right.
All that other shit, that beauty sometimes, boy, they be, boy. And
you'll get tired of the finest woman in the world.
Yep.
You know, I love lasagna, but if I had that shit every day,
man.
You know. So my point is, you got to go deeper than the physical.
Yep. I remember I heard some brothers say one time, they were just joking about, I'm going to get me an ugly-ass woman. I want somebody don't nobody want. I ain't got to worry about her cheating. Nobody want her. I get pretty women, everybody trying to holler at her.
I got a friend who did just that, and he's been happy for 20 years.
There's somebody for everybody.
That's right. The way he says, a pot for every lid for every pot.
Yeah. You ain't lying. Yep.
But yeah,
I couldn't see what he see in that woman, but hey, that's what he got, and that's what he stayed with. So what am I gonna say? I ain't got nothing to say. That's his thing.
But that's what pleases him.
We got men that want to build communities, and we got men that just want to, like little predators, just take off the community. So I applaud a brother that takes a woman and establishes some shit.
That's right.
Other than just wreck her mind, you know. Yeah, baby, I call, you never call. Make them think they're in a relationship and then drop them a couple of days later. You know what I mean? That shit would make a woman ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And yeah, like I said, everything is to that person liking. Because hell, it's like, okay, you might say this woman. Dude might say this woman ugly, but hell, he looking over here at this other dude. Talking about him, he look good. Nah, see? You got motherfuckers be lusting off a dude, you know, when I don't want no woman, it looks like women. But he liked the way dude look. I'm like, nah. See, so that's like the beauty of some people, man, is different, you know. Hey, like I said, ah, shit, give me a glass woman any day. Fuck it, I take her. But like I said, you got a, like Alvamere, she got a beautiful personality. And I've seen that. It would be like, damn, she cold. You be like, forget about that shit. She treats you right.
I told y'all that story earlier, but no. Now y'all want to get behind that story. Oh, an ugly woman is okay. And I said, as long as she make herself presentable and she love the man and you know,
but
make me attracted.
But you don't know that because you said Philly got plenty of ugly women. You know, you just downgrading women because of how they look.
They
y'all,
do.
You might be passing by a boy, a beautiful wife.
No way.
But you looking at her avatar. Oh, you missed
right.
That. I'm going where Alpha Male said, the
Philly,
soul. You
Philly got some
avatar.
Pretty women, but it's so many ugly ones. Like,
then the motherfucker going to stab
like
you in your sleep. See what I'm saying? You passing up because you looking for the beauty. I can buy, you can go and get you a goddamn Mercedes Benz. I can go get me a little, old Ford Pinto. And that motherfucking Ford Pinto be boy, dependable like a motherfucker. You and that Mercedes kid get you in hell. But you sometimes you looking at, do the wrong thing. You shopping in the wrong, you looking for the beauty. And like I said, some of them ugly women, boy, them probably, you missing a beautiful-ass wife, but you calling ugly.
So a woman, like, I'm standing outside the restaurant to get away from my food. And these women are walking past. And one, she's looking over at me, batting her long eyelashes at me, and I shook my head no. And she kept walking down the street because I don't know what she was thinking, but those eyelashes was turning me off. Now, had she not had those eyelashes on and looked over at me, I might have gave her an affirmative look, but I gave her a no look. Like, I shook my head, like, no, don't even look my way in a sense, because those eyelashes were offensive to me.
See, that's why we was asking that question, Alpha Male. That's why he said, is it no makeup or too much makeup? Is what was making them ugly to you? Like you said, it's the eyelashes. It could be the wig she got on. It could be something. Maybe if she didn't have this on, like, damn, she could be she could be attractive. That's what I'm asking, you know, what is it that you...
Right. And I never think about it that way, but you're right. It's different things that make them unattractive. You're right. It's not just, oh, they ugly, but some of them are just in the face,
That's what I'm asking. When you say... that's why you said... Brooklyn got a whole bunch of ugly ass women, you know, Philly. I'm like, okay, well, what's making these women look ugly to you? You got to be, what is it? But I know goddamn well it ain't just, well, a herd of ugly ass women
it's
just decide to go
life.
Move to.
Like the hard life, the real hard life.
So damn, so they just,
like, they ain't
all the ugly,
look,
ugly
just,
ass women
you know,
just decided to just gather up and just move to Philly, Brooklyn.
I think it's the hard life in these towns, in these cities, where these people becoming ugly, because they, you know, they're not happy and stuff all the time like other people in different cities where they be more happy, they can be more, you know, able to have more self-esteem, healthy self-esteem and everything. So they got to go buy their self-esteem with these eyelashes and these lipsticks and wigs and weaves and all these clothes, this fake, this and that. So they got to go buy their self-esteem. Meanwhile, the healthier places where people living at, they're not doing all this fake stuff and all this. And they looking prettier and more attractive, and they actually being more feminine like women's supposed to be and not trying to be same sex in it and all this. This real heavy here with the same sex, women on women and women having a family with kids and all that. That's real heavy over here. And it's disgracing the men because we don't have no way to say nothing about anything anymore, you know, about the black family sticking together or being together or being a unit. The black woman done decided she's going to be with another woman and have children and discard having a man at all. And this black man that's doing the same thing, that's having a same-sex relationship and adopting children and having without having a woman involved at all. And that's heavy over here, too.
That's why I think society is kind of throwed off. Because, like, dudes, we want to just look for the baddest. Some dudes say the baddest be. And just, like, just knocking off. You ain't trying to settle. You're just knocking off.
Right.
I knocked off a baddie last night. I just give you an example. My wife. When I met my wife, and like I said, we've been together now damn near 20-some years. Married by 7. But with that, when we met, bro, I didn't say I didn't have a one of the a pot to piss in and a one to throw out of. I was working a little temporary job, man, with a child support would tan my ass up. I did have a car though, two little ragged ass cars. But one of my partner gave me a car, but anyway, so I was working a temporary job. I would make it, bring it home, man. I was making like say $7.25. And then child support would tan my ass up. Man, I'd come home probably $175 a week. Grown ass man, $175 a week. And I wasn't even having a permanent job. But when I met her, I told her, you know, but she accepted me. She accepted me. I told her all my background. Yeah, I had a fucked up old background, criminal background. She still accepted me. She saw some, you know. My wife, and then when I met her, I didn't know at the time that she smoked cigarettes, drank that damn cognac, and all that shit, but I accepted. I still accepted it. Then over time, now my wife don't smoke. She stopped smoking. She stopped drinking. All of that. Like even with me, I was in the whopping at the time. My wife wasn't into no knowledge, no none of that. Now you know, even though and I won't. We supposed to be. I'm gonna do an interview with my wife, and we're gonna do a video, cause like you know, I studied Torah or Tanakh. She recently been going to church, and somebody we had a thing about that. We don't bump heads. I don't get on her. Oh, you with that Jesus shit? I don't do that. I don't get on her because now with the time that she wasn't in nothing, it's like I'm happy that she's at least into the word learning. So it's a growth. We one thing we had a goal in life. I mean, together found out because when I first went over, I'll throw this out here. I'm not seeing it. I liked it from this. I respected her. Well, I was going over and spending the night over her house a couple of times. When I met her, she told me, hey, even though I wasn't making shit, she like, hey, because she was renting a bed. You know, it was the only thing she had in the house, too. You know, she had stand by herself, just moved in. She had a bedroom set that she was renting. And she like, hey, I got to pay on this bedroom set this week. She said, you can't lay up in here. Now, you ain't going to pay no bills. You can lay up in here, you can't pay nothing. And I was like, I respect that shit. It was like, God damn, I respected that shit. A woman like, nah, she ain't just let no dude. You ain't finna lay up in here. You gonna help pay the rent on, you know, rent on this motherfucker. I liked it that. Because I know we can build shit now. I'm like, okay, all right. That's tight. I like that. Been together ever since. And she gonna make sure they find the bills. She hell, you know, she may make sure she take care of all that. Hey, what we got to be paid this week? Oh, we got the light bill. Okay, we got so-and-so bill. We got this bill. Okay, cool. Yeah. So we working, we building shit together. But we both came in with, goddamn it, some flaws together in the relationship.
That's right.
So, you know, I wasn't looking for no beauty queen. Ooh-wee, he found a motherfucker. I wasn't looking for that. It was just something I saw, and I hollered at her. She accepted me, even with my flaws. She's like, man, I want this broke-ass dude. And when I met her, I was in an old car. I had an old car. The muffler was fucked up. I had a hole in the muffler. I had another car, though, but I didn't drive it. I came over the house. She told me, damn, man, you came into that loud-ass car. I mean, that motherfucker, da 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 da, loud as hell, muffler. But, hey, she accepted me, though. And here we are, 20 years later, and married. Yes, sir.
Give yourself a congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we got an anniversary shit on the 27th anyway, too. Yeah. But it ain't always. I got to throw this out here right fast. It ain't always been, they say, peaches and creams. It's a process. That's why I said relationship is a process. So we're going to do a video, and it's going to be on the tabernacle. We're going to sit down, and we're going to discuss this. How is it that I'm an Israelite, and she don't call herself a Christian, but yeah, we're gonna discuss that and how it works. And because I want her to let her know I don't force her. I don't force her, and I don't bash her. Even though y'all might hear me say the shit on here, but I don't do that, because that'll push her away. That'll stop. And I'm glad. I'm just happy to see her learning. And so she's going to tell you, like, the first thing I always tell her, hey, man, you need to study. And she gonna talk about it. So, yeah, study. But, yeah, man, you know, the Bible says, like I said, like the read, the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. You better find you a good thing.
Am I right?
Yes, sir. Am I right about it?
Yes, Gino. Yes, Gino.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, it's a beautiful thing, you know. Right. You know, when you finally grow up and you realize that fucking is just fucking is a waste of your life, waste of your life energy. It's a beautiful thing.
I see what the Bible says.
You know,
it's not fit for a man to be alone. I couldn't stand it. I ain't going to lie. Yet. I tried it. That shit didn't work for me.
You know, I want to go on another note. This is going to blow your mind or maybe baffle you just like it baffled me. But the other night, I was sitting there watching a news, I know what it was. It was a pep rally for Joe Biden down in Atlanta. Right? And they had his wife out speaking first. Jill, she's out saying stuff. Then, do you know, what's his name? The mayor down there is Warnock. You know his first name?
He's a mayor now?
Is he the governor or whatever he is? Whatever he is, right?
I know what you're talking. I know his name, but I don't know what position he is.
I know he's a mayor or something of Atlanta or the governor of Atlanta. Or, you know,
might be the
Georgia,
governor.
So I don't forget. Okay, the governor, yeah. Do you know that he made a speech? He stood up there right after Joe Biden or right before Joe Biden was speaking, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The man sounded exactly like Barack Hussein Obama.
That's not good.
He sounded like he took a class on how to sound just like Barack Obama. And he never sounded like this before. I know how he used to sound and how he talks all the time, but this particular time it seemed like he just came off a coaching session for Barack Obama for this rally for Joe Biden in Atlanta. And Barack Obama has to be behind the scenes because he couldn't have sounded that much like Barack Obama without being coached by Barack Obama himself. You got to hear that speech.
I think he's a senator.
He sounded exactly like Barack Obama, like he imitated Barack Obama, like he was impersonating Barack Obama.
He's being groomed. Yeah, he's a senator. He's a senator.
Oh, the Senator Warnock?
Yeah, he's an old pastor, too. Pastor. LGBT loving pastor Warnock.
You've heard him speak before? Sounded like Barack Obama?
And Justice. And you know what? And you know what? Also, he's Omega Psi Phi, so he's one of them little boule Negroes. He don't
damn
mean shit any damn way. Raphael Warnock. And
yeah, that's
I've been. I've been checking his ass out for a while because he was at George Floyd's funeral. The whole time he just sounded like a fucking old school Reverend Jesse Jackson the whole fucking time.
Right.
And I was just like,
right. Damn.
Right. Now he sounds like Barack Obama.
Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson mixed in, like you said, with Barack Obama. If I don't agree with shit else you say, Justice, I will agree with you on that. That civil rights bullshit that he's pushing, and you know, REI is has kind of you know, really gotten me to study a little bit more into this. He was talking about the conservative movement going on, which is when you have your own value system. You don't choose Republican or Democrat. Me, I choose that side myself. Even though I'm not really big into politics, I've really been checking a lot of shit out, especially here in Virginia. There's a lot.
The John Lewis voting.
There's a lot of that going on where they're using a lot of black people that are, like I said, boule coons to run certain cities and stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. These are some of the worst goddamn people out there that they elect. I've been noticing that. And I'm like, well, that's a rundown fucking cities. And I'm being serious. Some of the worst shit out here. And these black leaders will not do a goddamn thing. I'm talking not a goddamn thing. And the whole time, you know, you hear a lot of these guys, well, you know, I look like you. And then it's just like, that don't mean shit. I know white people who are in certain offices who don't look like me, but they see the same shit that I see as far as like, okay, they got the LGBT, they're targeting schools, they got the certain other views on how they're taking out him. They're taking out Miss, when you call the teacher Miss or Miss, they're taking that shit out. Yeah, pronouns. But I see these black ones, they're not fucking doing nothing but play like Katanji Brown Jackson, and it's sad. It's sad. So Justice, yeah, Raphael Warnock, he's just like every other Negro politician. I'm not rooting for none of them niggas. That's one thing
me
that I'm getting out of, and two, and be honest with you, I never really was into politics because I kind of saw that the politicians really was money. But now that I really have studied inside, I don't want shit to have nothing to do with the black ones, especially. hell no. Hell no. I'll paint the city white before I go back to that shit.
Damn. And I got a quick clip, though, but Dave, like you're saying, and you don't really have to be somewhat in politics, but you, like I said, what you, and that's why I be sharing this, though, which is to look at your, that's why I said, look at your value system. And that's why I said, I ain't telling you to be a Republican, but I say, when I say I'm a conservative, I ain't saying I'm a Republican. I'm looking at a value system. And that's what it's about, your values. And you can look at your values and say, well, what, you know, and then you can go there. And that's why even if, oh, I got to, I played it in,
the John,
I played it in, find this video, this lady said, but here go quick, I want to hear, because I ain't never really heard Warnock speak. Let me see, it's short. He talk about John Lewis.
The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act would restore the protections of the Voting Rights Act, including preclearance, to prevent future attacks on our right to vote. This should not be a partisan issue. The right to vote is preservative of all other rights. It preserves the framework in which all debate takes place. These bills would ensure that every eligible American has a voice in the direction of our country, from working families who need to vote after hours to rural voters who need to vote by mail. In conclusion, and nobody believes a pastor when he says in conclusion, let me say that it's true, all of us celebrate John Lewis. A couple weeks ago, many folks made that annual pilgrimage to Selma. You cannot remember John Lewis and dismember his legacy at the same time. If you celebrate John Lewis, support what he supported. He supported the legislation in front of us. The Freedom to Vote Act was written by John Lewis. You celebrate.
Oh, that's enough of that bullshit. One quick thing. I was looking at a video earlier, and they were showing, talking about voting, talking about that. it was a video. They was asking white folk about voters' rights, and most of the so-called whites they was showing young. It was like young college whites they was asking, and you could tell they've been indoctrinated. Yeah, it's not right, you know, and it most affect black people and this, that, and other. They was basically saying black people don't have IDs. So he was interviewing some whites and listening to them. Then he'd go up to a black person, excuse me, do you have ID? He's like, yeah. He says, can I see it? And they kind of show the ID. And he's like, who the hell saying black people don't have IDs? And that's the kind of shit that they're talking about. Like, man, they disenfranchising black people. Like, hell, I can vote. Well, I got I got everything that everybody else got. You know, they wouldn't interview the black. But the white folk, boy, they were saying some crazy shit. So even with that, they talk about the voters' right thing with John Lewis. So wait a minute now. That ain't nobody stopping you from voting. Hell, they even letting motherfucking illegals come over here to vote now. But so who's suppressing you from voting? Because y'all saying, like justice for you, you'll say me and Alpha Male and Data, we don't vote. And, you know, we don't know who we choosing, but y'all ain't even voting. That's our right, though. But y'all ain't even vote. But who's suppressing us? So maybe we can set a real justice. We know what we could tell you. Well, the reason we don't vote, justice, because we as voter suppression, they want, the white man won't let us vote. That's why we don't vote. Would you accept that one?
No.
Oh, but that's going against.
Check out that video
John
I
Lewis
just sent
them.
You.
You'll be going against what John Lewis them said. We telling you what John Lewis them said. What the black Democrats said. We suppress. It ain't that we don't want to. Let me see.
Because when they marched alongside one another. And we've been marching alongside one another and with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris over the last 3 years, and we have delivered time and time again. And so here's how you know that I'm a Baptist preacher. I'm going to make 3 points, and then I'm done. As we think about this election,
and you know what, Judge? Even when he moving his hands and moving his head, and he looked like a damn bald head Obama with glasses on, yeah. And that damn Justin Pearson dude that's from Memphis, do same shit. Best debate to, you know, get black people. Because Dave, you said something earlier. Remember Obama said when Trayvon Martin, what do you say? Look like his son. What the hell did he say that time? That ignorant shit.
He looked like he could have been my son.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, they ate that up. Oh, Lord have mercy. They black folk ate that shit up. Damn. What did he mean by that, Justin? Could you break? Maybe we can you break that down for? What did he mean by that?
I'm sorry, I was distracted just for a second. Could you repeat what y'all was saying just for a second? I apologize about that.
Are you good? I said when Obama said that Trayvon Martin could have been his son. That what he said in the FML? He could have been his son. What did he mean by that? You remember the situation, don't it?
Right. So when Barack Obama said that, he looked at Trayvon Martin as a way in which if Barack Obama was the same age, that he looked similar to him at that same age of 17 years old. So Barack Obama is saying it's not really a stretch for me to, you know, say that, okay, he could have been my son in a sense, you know, because he looked a lot like him in a sense. If you compared them, you could see that, you know, there's some similar features, you know, in their eyes and whatnot, maybe in their skin complexion and stuff. Is that sufficient? Is that a sufficient answer?
I don't know. I just threw that out there to see if you were all right.
Okay.
They always told me I look like Bob Dylan, so I don't know. He could have been my daddy.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I hope you don't look like Bob Dylan. My gosh. What an ugly man.
I just fucking with you. I just threw that out there. I'm just going to see what you were going to come up with. Because, you know, you always got something to clean it up with you know, Barack, Biden. I don't see how you're going to clean it up. That's all.
My name is Justice, and that's for all intents and purposes, okay?
Except when it comes to anybody. Okay, clean it up for Donald Trump then. What can you clean it one up for him then? You ain't got no justice.
You
got
to propose something that can need to be cleaned up that could actually stand on the scale of justice and pass.
Shit, that ain't nothing gonna pass yet. When he was kicking it with Joe, was he not a racist when he was talking to Jesse Jackson back in the days? You know what, the video when he was at that place. Was he racist then, or what was it? It was just a rage.
Outwardly, no white man is gonna proclaim to being racist, but inwardly or in private, he may be a blatant racist, or, you know, you can imagine that he could be in private, you know, racist or whatever, but in public, he wants to have a better image than that. So, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You know, maybe he's not, his public persona is not going to make him into being a racist because his public image is surrounded by all types of people, including black people and African Americans, however you want to say it. So he's had business dealings with African Americans, you know, throughout his career and in his life. He's employed African Americans in his businesses, and he's had African Americans build certain structures for him and whatnot. So in that case, you cannot classify him as a racist outwardly, but, you know, if someone would make a comment like, okay, you just see those NFL dudes taking a knee the other day, he'd say, wouldn't you like to just fire them, you know? And then he says, those sons of bitches should all be fired. And so when he says that, he's calling all black women, or at least the mothers are the ones that took a knee, black bitches. Is that not racist? Is that not racist in public?
No. No, I mean, not in my perspective. I didn't.
Well, clean it up. Clean it up for me. Tell me why.
Is it not their job? Was that supposed to be their job to play football and you doing that at protesting and shit? Okay, if I went today tomorrow my job and I got everybody to start taking a goddamn knee for some apparent reason, and then we not decide to go out. Well, it, something don't even have to do with the garbage business. We want to, because Trayvon Martin, I mean, that was his name, Tyreek Nichols. We talk, hey, everybody, we're going to take a goddamn knee. We ain't going out and empty no garbage because the police killed Tyreek Nichols. Nobody get it. He's like, what? This ain't got shit to do with, you know, me not paying y'all. What the fuck y'all doing? Did he not fire? I'll foul y'all ass. I didn't shoot the man. Goddamn. Why y'all not want to go out and do the garbage?
But don't you think as a president of the United States, making such a statement doesn't make you look blatantly racist to suggest that black women are...
What if a white person, what if a black man had to say the same thing?
I don't know one that has, but I think
I'm just saying, what
if,
that statement had have been... What make it racist? That's what I'm trying to
find. Yeah.
Because he's white saying that about black men who predominantly played in the NFL... And only probably one out of all of the ones that took a knee were black, and that they are a disgrace, and that they're sons of bitches, and they should be fired.
So when I'm confused, because when did son of a bitch become like derogatory towards mothers? It never has before until then when it was convenient.
There you go.
Because if you ever shot pool or played any games, that was almost like
a comical thing to say. Like, I had two pair. This motherfucker had a full house. They would just say, son of a bitch.
Yep.
Wasn't talking about nobody's mama.
Yeah.
That's in your opinion, but a lot of people took it the other way where they think.
That's not my opinion. I'm talking worldwide. Ask anybody. Ask anybody. Ask Sunray.
If he's talking in real time, I'll email. He said it all in real time, though. He's like, you know, if these people taking me, you know, I mean, I wish you could play the clip. I would look for it and everything because I'm sure it's easy to find some right now. And so, yeah, like, if he says this in real time and then everybody goes, yeah, you know, like, it's airing, it's edging on people that's white, that's his, who's following him or, you know, hearing him out and everything, and they support it. And then now you got a whole bunch of people who are probably going to say, well, I'm not watching the NFL no more because I'm sick of this. They're taking the knee, and this is taking away from the game, and it's, you know, they're calling us this and that, or they're making up excuses for why they're not going to watch football no more.
That's what I said a long time ago. I said, I don't think black people know, because these so-called damn leaders, black leaders, we don't know what racism is anymore because of that. Because here's the thing. What if he had said this? Like Memphis right now got all this high crime rate, and Donald Trump was the president, all these murders, and we setting records. Them sons of bitches, them black sons of bitches in Memphis need to stop all they killing each other. Is that racist?
Yeah.
Then what about the flip side of it? Well, Joe Biden has been outwardly and inwardly racist since he came on the scene. So how do we flip that to make anybody worse than Joe Biden?
I was hoping something like this would come up, and I know we don't have much time left. So
yeah,
I was hoping something like this would come up because, you know, as I was thinking about the epiphany of, you know, evolution and, I mean, just, just evolving and whatnot, right? And so I would say from 1950, right, white people on the whole evolved. By the time 1950 and 1970 came, they evolved from that period a whole different thing going on and how they going to be like living out life and their reality and how, you know, they're going to have a new way of how they're going to approach to race, you know, race relations and whatnot. And then after that, in 1970, they evolved up some more, right? So they constantly evolving up where we always was where we are, trying to just have everything equal and whatnot. But these people constantly have evolved up to now where, okay, they done mixed in and blended in, and now they on their way out, okay? And they on life support, okay? So, you know, it's about
no.
– go ahead.
No, we don't know, because I've all my life, one thing I've been able to do is watch. And I'm going to tell you something. From the time I knew what a piece of shit was and I understood what my father was telling me what a piece of shit was, Joe Biden fit that description. He was a piece of shit then, a piece of shit now. I don't understand this evolution. It was like Obama one day said, you know, he would love to see, you know, family, the traditional family. And then the next day he comes out talking about he evolved.
Okay.
Which was
all right. I'm glad you brought me back on track because I lost my focus on that. Alpha Mill, if you could just yield 30 seconds for me to finish to do the Joe Biden thing.
And 1 second, Joe. One second, Joe. They're gonna take a bit long. I got gonna get this for Alpha Mill.
That was easy.
There you go.
Oh, where that dude came from? Who is this dude hiding out? One of them blow up dolls, Chief Rabbi sent you. All right. I'm sorry about that, Chief. I mean, Sunray. The thing about it is with his evolving, like, he didn't – okay, let's say in 74, he might have said that racist clip that you played, like, between 72 and 74, he might have said that about the N-word and that. And so then, okay, say he becomes – actually gets picked after saying some negative things about a black man and how he would be treated as a boy. If, you know, it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago, we'd be calling you boy and saying a lot of derogatory stuff towards Barack Obama. Barack Obama turns around and just kind of, you know, overlooks that, or just, you know, like, okay, give you a pass on that one, but you go ahead and be my vice president if you want to. And he's like, oh, wow, really? You don't let me do that after I said all that messed up stuff about you and I was, you know, saying this and that? Oh, yeah, it's cool. You know, I'll let that go. Okay, he's like, wow, okay, if he can do that, man, that was amazing. And then now he's watching this black man and his wife in the presidency and how he's got all this chemistry or what do you call it, like swagger and whatnot, and how he does what he does. And so he learned how to be a better person watching Barack Obama and Michelle and that. And then he becomes the president. And then he said, you know what? This lady said all this stuff about me being a Jim Crow dude, and I was busing people and all this stuff. You know, she said these derogatory things. But you know what? You could be my vice president. I'm going to do what Barack Obama did. I evolved up. I see, you know, the errors of my ways. Go ahead. You can want to be my vice president. You can help me win this election if you want to. And she's like, oh, I'm honored to be your vice president. And so, he evolved up to that point where he can even pick a black woman and to be the vice president. And not only that, actually keep his campaign promise and put a black Supreme Court justice on the bench.
Yeah, 30 seconds up. Which, all right. none of that makes any point whatsoever. But go ahead, Sunray.
I think after that, go back to artificial intelligence, virtual reality. After what Justice said, I like the virtual world a hell of a lot better than that bullshit with Barack Obama. Because think about it, Justice. I don't know if you paid attention. So even in his administration that he's been in office, he's been calling black men boys. I don't know if you heard that. He's still been calling them boys. So I don't know. But going back to that, okay, there's something else then. Now, we go back to Jesse Jackson now when the Trump again. Now, we're not even, I don't know, we might still be recording about 3 more minutes because we've been triple over time. But going back to something, now, Jesse Jackson, you said he wasn't overt racist, he wasn't showing it, but they should have known it. Now, why weren't they saying it back then and they wait till he comes run for president and all of a sudden they want to start saying this shit? That's the crazy part to me. And he even talked to praise the man for giving him an office on Wall Street and all of this type of stuff. But, you know, but he's racist, though. But you knew it. And y'all been fighting for the civil rights for a long time. So you claim to be civil rights. So y'all already knew this. Why y'all didn't tell the black people even way back then? See, that don't make sense.
See, Trump messed himself up when he took out that article in the paper about the Central Park brother, so-called raped the woman, and then he didn't do it. They was exonerated. Hold on, they was exonerated, and then they asked Trump, "What do you think?" And he was like, "Well, they still did something wrong, so they still should be in jail, or still should get the death penalty." He wasn't coming back off of it, so yeah, that's what got him messed up because he wouldn't renege on that.
So. Joe Biden.
One of them is a senator or something now.
So Joe Biden can evolve from his racist ways, but Donald Trump can't evolve from a mistake he made.
He already has. He's already done that. I mean, y'all showed and proved. Sunray last week showed and proved when he sent me the video of the brothers who were pardoned from prison for life sentences that, you know, Donald Trump let them off. So, yeah, he's done that over and over and over again. So, yeah, I'm not a hater or nothing to that point. And, you know, I recognize when someone is doing something in the right way or in the wrong way, then I'm gonna acknowledge it either way. So, yeah, you know, that's very good what he did. And then the Barack Obama wouldn't even pardon the same two people that asked him to do it when he was the president. They had to wait 16 years to get the pardon from Trump that agreed, you know what, y'all deserve a second chance. And so he let them have that. And they know that didn't even hit the media, the mainstream. Nobody even knows about it. Nobody knows about that.
You ain't going to know it.
Nobody.
And check this out. And check this one out, Justice. You know, there was a speech or thing they had with Biden said he didn't want, I can't quote exactly how it is right now, but he said something about he didn't want to integrate the school. He was against integrating the school systems because he was calling people animals and black people animals and all of that stuff. And I want you to think about this now. At least the Republicans have been talking about this thing about school choice. Now, if you have school choice, your children might just choose to go to a, as you might say, predominantly white school or a school in a predominantly white neighborhood where they get a little bit more doing in education, teaching. But you know who don't want them to do that? The Democrats are voting and fighting against school choices. So that still sound like Biden back in his days that I don't want them to integrate with them goddamn animals. And it's the racist Republicans saying, hey, you need about, you get school choice. Your child do not have to stay in that failing-ass school, but the Democrats want your child to stay in these failing-ass schools. Just last year, just a little bit last year, what it might have been this year, time flying so fast, they said it like these Shelby County schools, they call them Shelby County schools. Now, they used to be Memphis City schools, but the county took over the whole thing. They said, man, all of these schools had made F, D's and F, the school systems. So they don't want your children to be able to go anywhere to get, so they can stay out of these failing-ass schools. They want their children to be there. They don't give a damn about education no more. They want them to stay there. Instead of, like, having these vouchers, they can go to the school of their choice. I don't want to go to this, Sunray 9 Elementary. I want my child to go where it's failing. I didn't go to REI school where they concerned about education. No, we can't do that. Let them stay over there. That's what the Democrats are doing. But it's like I said again, it's just like an old segregation shit. Stay your black ass over there with them dilapidated books like they used to say, them old ass textbooks, outdated textbooks. Stay on over there.
Hey, where's Chief at anyway? I ain't heard him in 35 minutes. Where he at? Chief, you still out there?
I'm right here.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm about to go ahead and, you know, but no, I want to say this is the first time the Chief, he stayed on topic all night. Like, I don't know, we got to give him an award or something. He stayed
and
on topic all night.
You said he wasn't even helping you out. Now you're saying he stayed on top of it.
Well, he did for the most part, you know, in the early part, you know, but he wasn't here most of it, but he was on topic. But when he wasn't helping me, then he wasn't even playing, you know, he wasn't even doing nothing. So, no, but I'll give you an award for that, just staying on topic on the